The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The 2023 season has been long and hard fought. The last 3 months have featured the Clay County teams traveling in and out of small towns and hostile gyms, on school nights and on weekends, in fire, weather, and foul. And it's all produced two teams who are highly ranked and poised to embark on a postseason journey that hopefully leads to gold. However, one last regular season journey had to be made. To finish the year, the squads have climbed the Cumberland Plateau and ventured onto the range, looking to protect their unblemished conference records. The 22-4 Lady Dogs may have put a 18-point whooping on Lamar Rogers and the 19-9 Lady Buffaloes January the 13th in Salina, but tonight they play in a place where they haven't won in over 20 years. On the flip side, the 21-3 Dogs haven't lost here since 2014, and they already ripped apart Jermaine McElmain and the 5-24 Buffaloes by 40 this season. It's time for Clark Range in Clay County.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock & Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, you get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
and TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show live from Clark Range, Tennessee. It's our 10th and final regular season broadcast. For the fourth time this year, we are on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to accurately describe the games this evening. Joining me soon will be former head coach Joe Sims. And for the second broadcast in a row, I believe we'll have a special guest for the boys' game later. With me now, as always, is the Horizon Sports Network founder, analyst, and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you, Daniel, for that kind introduction. Back on the road, just like you said, and this is the final one of the regular season. Seems like we just started.
I know. I think a lot of it was due to the long football run into the first week of December, but here we are, the last night of regular season action here in early February.
And we've got a good one to start it off. You talked about it. It may not mean anything in the standings, but this one means a lot for the Lady Dawgs.
It does. We've talked about it numerous times. 2002, the last time they went up here, dominant 18-point win in Salina back in January. They want to prove they can do it here on the range.
Besides the girl, we saw an upset last night. The Red Bull and Springs beat Pickett County, so anything can happen in this boys' league, Daniel, and the Dawgs better be on their toes tonight.
100%. We was talking on the way up here. Clark Range went to Gordonsville on the road earlier this year, give the Tigers all they wanted. They're capable of playing winning basketball.
But we wouldn't be here getting ready for these without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. Daniel, they make it all happen. We can't thank them enough. They've been with us from the very beginning. And I don't know if you'd ask for anything else.
Well, we couldn't. Out of them, 6 years now, never have had one issue getting sponsors. The only issue we've had, tell them, I'm sorry, right now we don't have any open spots, and there is a wait list at times.
There is. And, of course, we'd like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games and a special section previewing, well, actually serves as the program for the district tournament. Daniel, had the coaches meeting today. All of those superlatives, all-stars, whatever you want to call them, have been announced. They'll all be in that special section. We'll probably talk about it a little bit throughout this broadcast. Folks, stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. But since the paper won't be out until after the weekend, we'll just summarize what will appear in print about Clay County's home wins over Macon County. Lady Dawgs gained control of their 57-41 win over the Tigerettes early, but they never really could put them away as Macon County fought throughout, despite trailing by double digits the majority of the contest. thanks to 19 from Abbey Head, 16 more from Hallie Guford. Clay County never was threatened, and they went on to win by 16. Madison Hayes also added 8. Bradley Burchett had 5, Lacey Wicks 4, Izzy Hill 2, and a big three-pointer for senior Paige Matthews to close that one out, Daniel. That was a big moment.
It was. If you hadn't mentioned, I was going to say my favorite part of the night, that last shot from her own senior night, the senior getting to do that, aided and abetted by a great display of sportsmanship by the Tigerettes, rebounded a couple of missed attempts, passed it back to her, she got the bucket.
Great moment. And the Dogs, unlike the girls, they did put the Tigers away, and they did it dominantly with their 61-22 blowout of Macon County. They led 17-7 at the end of one, 36-11 at the break before cruising to the 39-point victory. The Clay County defense stifled the Tigers throughout, and a balanced Bulldog attack did Macon County in down the stretch. Bryce Bailey had 10 points. Keaton Arms, Alec Kerr, Wyatt Browning all had 9 each. Weston Burwell had 7, Nate Adams 6, Jimmy Burchett and John Hamilton and Andrew Smith 3 apiece, and Nolan Adams 2, Daniel. Not much to talk about in that one except for Bulldog dominance.
Well, they deserved it after Tuesday night's hard-fought come-from-behind win on the road at Gainesboro. They needed a 40-point blowout and an easy night.
Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games and much more in next week's Del Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show from Clark Range. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. Last night's action saw Red Bull and Springs losing to Pickett County in Byrdstown. Coach Sims picked that game right, 65-62. Moves him to 9-3 on the year in his picks. Also last night, Clay County beat Macon County 57-43. Tonight's action, we've got 22-4 Clay County right here at 19-9. Clark Range fixing to get it on in that one. Also around the district tonight, 6-20 Gordonsville playing their last regular season game. They're hosting 15-11 Eagleville. Coach Sims, what do you think about that one?
Well, I just looked. I thought Gordonsville beat Eagleville the first time. One of their, six wins or five or whatever. But I'm still going to pick Eagleville, I think. They got a lot better record. I may be wrong, but I'm going to go with Eagleville.
Also happening tonight, 15-11 Red Bull and Springs finishing up their season as they host 13-15 Monterey. Pickett County, the Lady Bobcats, they are idle. Their regular season is done. They have finished with a 17-8 record. And tomorrow night, the last game of the regular season for District 7A, going to be Clark Range traveling to just down the road to their big rival, the Cumberland County Lady Jets. Coach Sims, Cumberland County, 19-7 on the year. They play in a tough league. Who do you like in that one?
Yeah, I got to go with Cumberland County on that one. They're a 3A team, and I haven't seen them not much about them. I just know they've probably got a really good team.
Every now and then, Clark Range can beat them, but probably not their year.
probably a year. Clark Range has probably beat them more than they've beat Clark Range over the years. But I think Clark Range is down a little right now. And I just think they're going to get beat by Cumberland County tomorrow night.
Current District 7A standings, Clay County sits atop the heap. They have wrapped up that number one seed, 7-0 currently in District 7A play. Pickett County, they've got locked in now to second place, 5-3 on the season. Clark Range sits in third place at 4-3. Now, they could tie with Pickett as far as 5-3 regular season records if they win tonight. However, Pickett beat them both times this year. So Pickett's going to be the 2 seed, Clark Range the 3. Red Bullens locked in with a 3-5 conference record as the 4 seed. And Gordonsville sits last place at 0-8 in the conference at the 5th seed. So Tuesday night, it's going to be at 6 o'clock from Jackson County High School. A quarterfinal game, elimination contest between Red Bull and Gordonsville. Then on Thursday night of next week, 6 days from now, the semifinals, 6 o'clock, Clay County will tip off against the winner of Red Bull and Gordonsville. And then following that at 7:30, it'll be Pickett County and Clark Range in what's bound to be a great semifinal contest down there in Jackson County. The Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Ants in your pants or bugs in your bed? Call Budget Pest Control and they'll all be dead.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, we're going to do Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, tough place to play. We know all about it. Nobody knows Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes better than you. What does Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs need to do tonight to win in a tough place?
Basically play like we've been playing. You know, I think our good defense is good enough to control them pretty good. The first time was. Now, some games, you know, they score 60, 70 points, but them or Pickett, Red Ball, and none of them been able to do it on us. So that, and just make some shots, you know, shoot a decent percentage. And I've been saying it all year, the last 2 years, we're better than they are. You know, we just got to go out and play our game, and everything will take care of itself, I think.
Each of these teams locked in to their seeding for the tournament. So some would say this game doesn't matter, but that's not the case, is it?
No, it wouldn't be to me. I mean, if I'm still coaching our team, you know, I won't keep in – I don't want to get in their mind that they can beat us. You know, as long as they hadn't beat us, then they got doubts, you know. And as long as they got doubts, then we got the advantage, you know. You know, if they played around and beat us tonight up here, they say, well, crap, we've done it once. We can do it again.
Right.
So, you know, we don't want them to do that. We just want to go out and take care of business and really like to beat them pretty good like we did at our place.
There you go, folks. That's been Tibbsy's Final Take, sponsored by Riley's Place. Look for Tibbsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the State Farm Girls starting lineup, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, their head coach, Lamar Rogers, 46th season overall. No doubt the longest tenured in the state of Tennessee, 1,306 wins to 297 losses in his longest historic career. A 19-9 record this season, 4-3 in District 7A play. They have a one-game winning streak coming into tonight. Starting for the Lady Buffaloes, a junior, number 1, Addie Sowers. A sophomore, number 12, Coley Rogers. A senior, number 12, Maddie Bush. Sophomore, number 55, Katie Hopkins. And a senior, number 35, Casey Sales. Clark Range, of course, the home team. They wear those white home jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed in gold. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they are the traveling team tonight, wearing their black jerseys, gold numerals on them. Their head coach, Matt Walker, seventh season overall, 152 wins to 66 losses in his career, a 22-4 record this season, 7-0 in District 7A play. The Lady Dogs have an 8-game winning streak coming into tonight. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A senior, number 10, Abby Head. A junior, number 21, Hallie Buford. A senior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. And a senior, number 40, Isabella Hale. That's been the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Almost time to get this one underway. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. During this first half of play, Clark Range is going to shoot at the hoop to our right as we set high atop the bleachers here on the range. Clay County trying to win in the gym where it's been 21 years, 2002. The last time the Lady Dogs won here in this gym, Coach Sims, since 1987. When you took over, only four contests we've won here, looking for the fifth tonight.
Yeah.
This one's underway. Clark Range is going to control the tip. Stowers with it out top. We did a good job with her last time we played. We'll see if we can do the same tonight. Bush now with it. Swings it around to Rogers, granddaughter of Coach Lamar Rogers. She hands back off to Sales. Sales going to drive the lane against Ted. Kicks it out to Rogers. Now she drives to the elbow and backs up. Being defended by Bella Ashlock, the recently named District 7A defensive MVP. Ashlock pulls down the rebound. And a foul call on Clark Range. Going to be Sales called for the personal.
Yeah, Ashlock earning that title, Daniel, because of what she's doing tonight. She's guarding Clark Range's best player in Maddie Bush, and she's done that all season long in this league as she coached.
Working against pressure, Clay County with a turnover early here. Stolen and scored. Maddie Bush, the senior, getting the bucket, putting Clark Range in front, 2-0. Now another turnover, Clay County trying to play quickly. Abby Head looking for Brownlee Burchett, pass a little too wide. Not the opening we were wanting.
Well, he's come out completely different. No press the first time we played. Come out, you know, pressing.
7:15 and ticking, first quarter. Bush with it. Kicks to Rogers, left wing. She hands off to Sales. Sales circles around the top, penetrates, kicks out into the wing. That's Ashton Napier out there with it in the right corner. I'm not seeing Hopkins tonight, am I? Number 55. She was the leading scorer the last time we played the Lady Buffaloes. I'm assuming she's on the bench over there. They have their shooting shirts on. I can't tell. Three-pointer taken and missed by Napier. Rebound by Burchett. Gives Debbie Head. It's a foot race. Head down the right side of the lane to the hoop. And
oh,
she looks like she was fouled. No whistles, though. So the layup was missed under a lot of contact. Quickly the other way. Bush to the other end. Has that shot blocked out of bounds. Ashlock happy about it.
Yeah, that was a good block.
Bella swatting that thing, Thomas, right out the door.
Yeah, and kind of out of position when she did it, almost going backwards when she blocked that shot. Just amazing what she can really do.
6:32 mark, first quarter. Lady Buffaloes inbound. Stowers out top. Step back three, no good. Off the back of the iron, rebound Burchett. Burchett picks up the dribble, gives to Abby Head. Bradley Burchett, Abby Head, and Hallie Buford all named as first team. All District 7A players, no surprise there.
Yeah, all three just having really great seasons. Burchett catches it deep.
Gives to Ashlock. Now to Hale. Now out top, Abby Head, three-pointer. Off the side of the rim, rebound Stowers. Stowers, full head of steam across the timeline into the front court. Wants to go to the hoop, running floaters, no good.
Oh.
They say she was fouled. Going to be Buford called for the personal. Hattie picks up her first, Clay County's first.
That was a foul. Was that down here against Abby? Wasn't a foul. I don't understand that.
No question between the two. Shouldn't have been. But it was reversed of what we thought.
Yeah.
Stowers hits the front end. Puts the Lady Buffaloes up 3-0. Second one's away. Too strong. Rebounded by Burchett. Bradley already with about three collections off the boards, Thomas. Going to need her tonight to win this tough game.
We need to get on the board.
I think so, Daniel. Burchett, the leading scorer in the last contest, she had 16, backed up by 10 from Buford and 11 from Hayes. So we get a contribution from Abby Head to go along with that. It's going to be tough.
Hale with a nice pass across the paint to Ashlock. Bella missing the little short jump shot. She'd like to have that one back.
Yeah, she'd have been better off. She took a dribble and used the backboard, but...
Bush going to walk across the timeline. Clark Range 3, Clay County none. 5.5 minute mark, first quarter. Stowers, three-pointer right wing, no good. Rebound, Rogers. Ball just ricocheted off the back of the iron, too strong. Clay County couldn't get it. Rogers, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound, Abby Head. Abby across the timeline under pressure now from Napier, gets into the paint to the hoop, and now we get the foul call.
Finally got a foul call.
Abby going to go to the line to shoot two. ...82% free throw shooter on the year. First one's away and good. Clay County on the board. 3-1. Both of those good, 3-2. Coach Sims, 19-9 overall record for Clark Range. For a lot of programs, that'd be a strong year. It's a down year for them.
Yeah.
Not their strongest squad they've put on the floor, but a team still that's capable of doing a whole lot in single-A basketball.
That's the thing about them. A down year for them is a good year for most places.
Bush with it out top. Works against Ashlock. Just a perimeter weave between the guards for the Lady Buffaloes. Now Rogers penetrates to the elbow, kicks it back out to Stowers. Three-pointer right corner. Good. Stowers puts Clark Range up by 4, 6-2. Ashlock having trouble inbounding. It gets it into Buford. A lot of contact. No whistles blow, though. Hallie again draws contact. Gets to Ashlock. Now ahead to Izzy Hale. Hale with it in the front court. And Bush, now that's Napier, going to be called for the foul. The freshman, Ashton Napier, picks up her first personal. Third team foul against Clark Range. Clay County on the inbound halfway through this first quarter, Thomas, and Clay County only with 2 points.
Yeah, and hadn't had a lot of shot attempts, if you think about it, Daniel. So just got settled down in the half court. Pressure defense from Clark Range kind of disrupting them at this point.
Two personal fouls on senior Casey Sales now. Oh, I'm wrong. That's your first, they say. That is the fourth team foul, according to the scoreboard, on Clark Range, so... Someone else has one besides Sales there. Unforced error. There was pressure defensively, but Abby had lost the handle off her foot. Goes out of bounds. Clark Range taking back over. Can't give those possessions away up here.
We're not off to a very good start.
Bush with it. Gives to Napier. Back to Bush. Bush cross court to Rogers. She works against Burchett. Brownlee turns her away. Hands off to Sales. Baseline drive. She dribbles off her foot. Now Abby Head picks up loose ball. Good job ahead. Abby Head also named to the District 7A defensive team. Burchett inside. A lot of contact. Bush gets the block, though.
They'll let them take it sometimes.
Bush into the front court. Kicks out to Napier. Her three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Burchett. Bradley having a good night on the boards. Yep. Abby Head with it across the timeline. Maddie Hayes at the scorer's table waiting to check into the contest. Coach Rogers up a couple feet out onto the floor. There's no sideline up here at Clark Range. You can't help but be on the floor.
No.
Buford with it at right wing. Goes cross court to Ashlock in the corner. Bella called for a travel. Had that hesitation head fake. Wanted to drive baseline but shuffled the feet. Maddie Hayes in, Izzy Hale out. 3:04 mark, first quarter. Clark Range 6, Clay County 2.
Lady Bulldogs are just kind of playing like they're a little nervous as they start this one, Coach.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. We're not even getting good, even getting shots hardly. Hard to catch up. Can't shoot it.
Stowers with it. Gives to Rogers. Clay County playing man defense here. Bush now with it. Ashlock works against her. Forces the pass out. Rogers, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Abby Head calls over the back foul. Sometimes it's hard as a competitor. You see that loose ball and you want it so bad, but she went over the top to do it.
Honestly, fortunate to be down just four at this point.
Really? They've had some wide open threes.
Clark Green's getting a lot of looks from deep, Daniel.
I'm afraid they may start falling later. Bush fires a three. Yeah, there it is. Matt Walker going to call a timeout. 30-second variety. 2:24 mark first quarter. Clark Range 9, Clay County 2.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County trails the Lady Buffaloes 9-2. A little over 2 minutes left here in the first quarter, Daniel. Clay County is going to have to try to get something going.
Yeah, been stagnant. As stagnant as we've seen them offensively so far. A near turnover on the inbound. Clay County maintains possession, though. Bella Ashlock with it in the backcourt. Passes to Abby Head. She's across the timeline. Coach Rogers wanted it over and back. Not going to get the call, though.
No.
Head swings to Buford, left wing. A big Buford three-pointer would be nice right now. Perhaps Abby Head, though. She fires. There it is. Abby Head won't be denied too long from behind the arc. And just like that, we're back to a four-point game, 9-5. Clark Range with a four-point lead, trying to add to it. Bush kicks to Rogers. Rogers with it, left wing. Merchant doing a good job so far of minimizing Coley Rogers' opportunities. The sophomore Rogers, I don't know if she's surprised by drawing the senior on her, but that's a tough matchup for Rogers.
Yeah, it is, and it's because Clark Range doesn't have a true type post player underneath. They're almost playing with five guard type players, which pulls Maddie Hayes and Riley Burchett out on the perimeter to guard.
I would love to know why we're not seeing number 55, Katie Hopkins, the sophomore. She was the one that had the link for Clark Range. She has not been on the floor. Bush, three-pointer right wing, 12-5. Coach Sims, do you know anything about Hopkins?
Nothing.
Buffaloes, the Lady Buffaloes, another steal. Maddie Bush, the senior, playing on her senior dive here on the range. And now a foul called against Sales. Now it's her second personal. Clark Range with a game tomorrow night. There comes Hopkins. Okay. She started, if I'm not mistaken, in Salina in the matchup on January 13th.
Yeah, led the Lady Buffaloes with 15 in that contest. Maddie Bush only had 10 in that first game, Daniel. And she's up to, well, she's got 10 already tonight in the first quarter.
58 seconds and ticking. On the floor for Clay County, Abby Head, Bella Ashlock, Bradley Burchett, Halle Buford, and Maddie Hayes. Buford, right corner, giving over to Ashlock. She scores from right side. Nice to see Bella get on the board, and it was at a timely event there. 14-7. Lady Buffs currently have the Lady Dogs doubled up. 35 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Coach Walker and Coach Rogers both on their feet, only about 10 feet apart across the way from us now as they watch these two teams battle. Lady Dogs ranked number two in the state. No, number three in the state in single A. Not sure where Clark Range is.
They were ninth last week.
Ninth last week?
Yeah.
Down to 15 seconds and ticking. Bush with it out top. Letting time tick. Down to 10 seconds. Stowers right wing. Dishes to Rogers. Down to 6 seconds. Working against Ashlock. Rogers goes to the top of the key. Kicks out to Stowers. Long three-pointer. No, that was Hopkins. It's no good, though. First quarter's ended. It's been a good one so far if you're a Clark Range fan. Lady Buffs are up 14-7.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County trails Clark Range 14-7 here with 8 minutes left in the first half. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. It's going to be a quick one. Abby Head leading the way with 5 points and Bella Ashlock with the other two for the Lady Dogs. Maddie Bush leading the way for Clark Range with 10. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Second quarter action now underway. Clay County with the possession arrow in their favor. Abby Head out top, swings to Buford inside to Hayes, back out to Buford. She fires a three. Ooh, in and out, no good. Clay County fighting for the rebound, but it's Clark Range who comes away with it. Stowers into the front court. Dishes off to Hopkins. Hopkins at right wing, swings back out to Bush. Bush works against Ashlock. That's been a good matchup so far. As Thomas mentioned, though, Bush does have some of those points. Some of them coming over turnovers, though, not in the true half-court set. Stowers, step back three. No good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes. Hayes going to be fouled. Napier called for the personal. So, Coach Sims, go ahead, Thomas.
Great job by Hayes boxing out on the floor. You don't see that much. You kept her position, got the foul there.
Coach Sims, down 7 here, still really close, but been a bit lethargic. What do we need to do differently?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I ain't really figured out what they're playing yet. I think he's playing that matchup zone he used to play a lot, but
maybe more of this. Abby hit 3-pointer. Ooh, it looked true, but just barely missed the mark. And he goes out of bounds off of a Lady Dog.
I mean, we've got shots, you know. Just got to make some. Got in a hurry, got to start a few times, missed couple easy shots.
Yeah, after
or
those first
shots anyway.
First couple minutes had some turnovers. Yeah. Haven't had many down the latter part though.
We're getting looks every time down. We just need to make some.
Clark Range with it. Hopkins swings at the Bush. Bush at left wing. Goes inside to Stower. She kicks back out of Napier, who fires a three top of the key. No good. Ashok the rebound. Bella the junior kicks over to senior Abby Head. Abby kicks back to Ashlock, right wing. Just perimeter passing. Burchett also is joined outside on the perimeter. Maddie Hayes, the only post player right now. She's got it at the elbow. Tried to give the head. That pass taken away by Napier. Bush with it. Into the Lady Buffalo front court. In the corner now in the hands of Napier, who works against Hayes. 6:05 and ticking second quarter, 14-7. Anybody's contest, but no momentum at all in this one for the black, purple, and gold yet.
Yeah, this really hadn't found a rhythm whatsoever in the half-court offense.
Bush gets away with a slide. Stowers now with it. Kicks back to Bush. Deep three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebounded by Abby Head. Head fighting with it. Now the Clay County fans who made the trip up onto the plateau wanting to see a few more fouls called in favor of the Lady Dogs. They're having a few strange-looking situations that were no calls, and I'm okay with no calls, you know, at times, as long as it's at both ends, and it has been thus far. Head inside to Burchett. Burchett spins, underhanded shot, call for a travel. They say she drugged the pivot foot.
I don't know about that.
I don't either. That's that patented Burchett maneuver that she's perfected over the years, 4 years of being a starter. I don't know that the foot drug.
I don't either, Daniel. She turned directly into that double team and split it. Had a chance to get the shot off, but pretty good defense from Clark Range causing the turnover.
No doubt. 5:10 and ticking, second quarter. Clark Range trying to build on this 7-point lead they have. 14-7 the score. Lady Buffalo's in no hurry right now in the half court.
No.
A takeaway. Izzy Hale with it. Gives the Burchett. Riley. Being attacked from behind, picks it up, wisely gives to Buford. Now Abby Head at left wing. Original five starters on the floor. for Coach Walker. We've seen Matty Hayes in reserve action. They've not seen Wicks yet. Jump shot from Izzy Hale from the free throw line, and that gives some momentum finally. 14-9, down to a two-possession game. Coach Rogers wants a timeout. 4:35 mark, second quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clark Range. Midway through the second quarter, Easy Hale just scored the first 2 points of the period to cut the Clark Range lead 2-5. It's 14-9, Daniel.
That it is. 4:35 and ticking. Clark Range trying to extend. Nice that Clay County's cut it back to two possessions. They had a turnover here. Bush out top. Uses the screen. Gets separation. Drives to the elbow. Ashlock with a steal. Abby Head picks up the loose ball. Here's an opportunity to cut it to a one-possession game. The Clay County fans feel it and want it, too, as they get loud. Head at the top of the key. Kicks to Buford right wing. Ashlock was posted up all alone on the left block, wanted the basketball.
Yeah, she's trying to get it to her.
Ball was kicked by the Lady Buffaloes. Clay County going to try it again. Some of the Clay County fans calling for Coach Rogers to get off the floor, but you just can't do it up here. All the players on the bench, their toes sticking out onto the playing surface. And here's a turnover. Could have been a foul. No whistles blow, though. Burchett, for some reason, falls and loses the ball. Thomas, usually you don't do that unless somebody's helping you from behind.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. Kind of got caught up, picked her dribble up. Again, pretty good defense from Clark Range on that end against Burchett with the no call.
Low-scoring game so far. 3:45 and ticking, second quarter, 14-9. Clay County trails by 5. Clark Range misses here. Rebound Ashlock gives the head.
Need a bucket on this possession right here, Clay County does.
Ashlock, left wing, shakes and bakes, drives, spins, gives the Burgett. Brownie now, baseline drive, all the way to the hoop, underhand layup, no good. Goes to the floor, no whistles blow, though. Sowers with it, comes the other way. It's a 5-on-4. Burchett now catching back up. Hopkins, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Buford. Hallie goes over the top to Abby Head. The pressure, and of course, you can't really press off of a miss shot. So I don't know if Clark Range will still use the pressure or not.
Probably not, but they might. You can press off a miss shot. Huh? Most people don't, but you can.
Yeah.
You're good at it.
You say that, Coach, like you've used that before.
Well, I've had it used on me before. Yeah, and I've probably used it before, too. If you got a good presentation, yeah, you can do it.
Just under 3 minutes to play in this first half. Clay County 9, Clark Range 14. It's been a slow, methodical game. Inside to Burchett. Now foul call for the third possession. Burchett finds herself on the floor this time.
Clark.
The whistle's low.
Clark ain't stopped.
Clock still running. Coach Sims the first, I think, to notice it.
We're running about 8 seconds off.
Clock stops finally with 2:38 to play here in the second quarter. Burchett is line to shoot two. First one's away and good. 14-10. A make here could draw us to one possession game, Tom.
Yeah, Riley Burchett's first points of the night here, Daniel, deep into the second quarter.
Second one's away. Good. 14-11, 3 points the difference. Coach Walker up encouraging his girls. This is a good contest to get ready for this postseason. Likely to see the Lady Buffaloes again. And if we don't, we're going to see teams just as good or better than they. Rogers, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella with her eyes up court, passes to Burchett. Burchett right wing. Now she drives inside, loses the handle, regathers, gets to Buford. Hattie fires a three. Yeah! We're tied up 14-14. What a shot by Buford.
Yeah, we need to get her going.
Good effort by Bradley Burchett to get it to her. A travel now call against Clark Range. And it's the loudest it's been in here so far. 14-14 the score, 2:05 mark, second quarter, and the Lady Dogs looking to claim their first lead.
2 minutes left in the quarter, 7 points in the period, Daniel, all for Clay County, 7-0 run for the Lady Dogs.
Just what we needed. Buford, right wing, drives to the right, comes back left, gives the hail at the high post. Now Burchett down low, here she goes. Going to be fouled. Bradley going back to the line. Foul's going to be called on Chloe Rogers. Burchett broke the ice of her scoring drought at the line a few moments ago. Looks to add two more here with a couple of shots. Assistant coach Tyrus West up across the way with Coach Walker. I guess a timeout going to be taken. Can assistant stand up on the bench? Well, they're allowed. It is just strange. That's what it caught my attention. Of course, talking to as Bradley hits both of those, Clay County up by two. Talking to assistant coach Andrew Meadows earlier today, and he credited Tyrus West with playing a pretty big role on this girls' team. Said he does a lot to help coach them up. Three-pointer good by Stowers, and just like that, the Lady Buffs back in front by one, 17-16. It was a lackluster atmosphere for about a quarter and a half, Thomas. The pace has picked up, though, and so has the crowd interaction. Buford, right wing, gives to Hayes. Hayes, top of the key, puts it to the floor, hands back off to Buford. Loose ball now, scrum for it. Ashot gets it. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Minute 5 left to play here in the first half. Clark Rain 17, Clay County 16.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clark Range, Lake County Trail 17.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night: high school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break, and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing.
Comes under the hoop, gives to Hayes. Hayes, power move, shot up, no good. Fighting for her own rebound. Burchett comes up with it. Her putback, no good. Now Buford gonna collect
Lake's another fiber network. Experience the big difference. With up to 2,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like. And stream video without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Passes out of it to a teammate. That Lady Buffalo drives into the paint, kicks out to Napier, left wing. Actually, that's not Napier, that is Manis who's checked in. Bush with it out top, down to 8 seconds. Down to 5, Bush drives the left side of the lane, underhanded layup, no good. A cheap foul call against Bella Ashok. She was moving the feet, but there wasn't a ton of contact. I've seen worse already in this game.
Yeah.
Of course, we're very biased. We admit it. 3.6 seconds on this second quarter clock. Bush, who's having a great night, is at the line shooting two free throws. Actually, it was an and one.
Yep.
She puts Clark Range up at 20-18. Here's the inbound. 3 seconds. Buford with it. Clock ticks down to one. Deep three-pointer. Ooh, no good at the buzzer. At the end of the first half, it's Clark Range 20, Clay County 18. Lady Dogs trying to win here on the range for the first time since 2002.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for First Half Stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Clark Range 20-18 here at the break in Clark Range. It's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. For Clark Range, they got off to a good start, doubled up Clay County at the end of one. They led 14-7 before the Lady Dogs rallied and outscored them 11-6 and actually claiming the lead midway through the second period before they fell behind by two here at halftime. For Clark Range, two players on the board. Maddie Stowers has 7. Maddie Bush with a big first half. She got 13 at the break. For Clay County, Bella Ashlock has 2. Hallie Buford and Abby Head both with 5. Isabella Hell has 2. And Briley Burchett, 4 points here at the break. Again, Clay County trails 20-18 to Clark Range up on the range. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to the Pumper Girl Buddy Shop Halftime Show. Clark Range 20, Clay County 18. Here at the break, it's been exactly what we thought it'd be. Hard fought, close contest. Time now for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Tennessee senior Tyreek Key and the Vols are 19-5 overall and 8-3 in SEC play. They've now lost one straight after being beaten on Wednesday by Vanderbilt 65-66. They take the floor again tomorrow in Knoxville for a 6 o'clock Eastern tip against the Missouri Tigers. Tennessee Tech freshman Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles are 12-14 overall and 8-5 in OBC play. They've now won two straight after beating Southern Indiana last night, 84-69. Grant played 12 minutes in that win and scored 5 points, his 2 of 4 from the field, including 1 of 1 from behind the arc, which was a pretty deep one, so I understand it. Maybe hit some national highlight, a little copy of that one. So a pretty good shot. Coach Sims, I think you saw a clip of it when you got home last night on the internet today, maybe. And we're kind of used to seeing Grant make those shots. It didn't surprise us.
Yeah, no, it didn't surprise me at all. Yeah, he was probably 8 or 10 foot behind the three-point line.
Tech going to be on the road tomorrow in Nashville at Tennessee State University for a 3:30 tip. Freed Hardman, sophomore Katie Arms, and the Lady Lions are 17-8 overall and 11-8 in Mid-Southern Conference play. They're on a one-game winning streak after winning on the road against Wilberforce yesterday in Ohio, 45-33. They next play tomorrow at Thomas More University for a noon start time. Volunteer State freshman Cherokee Upton and the Lady Pioneers are 5-14 overall and 3-10 in TCCAA play. They're on a 10-game losing streak after being beaten by Dyersburg State on Wednesday, 44-55. They play in Gallatin tomorrow at 2 o'clock against Roan State. This week's Local Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, halftime adjustments. Coach Talk, what you got for?
I thought we played a lot better the second quarter. First quarter, we just had a really hard time getting shots and making shots for a while. But we've been doing a lot better this second quarter. And we was talking here a minute ago. This game's not a whole lot different than it was at our place. We were actually down, I think, 1 point at our place at halftime. And come out and dominate the second half. So maybe we can do that tonight.
You mentioned that. You said, well, we're pretty much the same place we was at last time.
I think it was 17-16. We were down. It's 20-18. So, we outscored them really bad the second half. We've seen this matchup zone they're in for a half. Maybe we can start picking it apart a little better than we did early there.
Team switch ends of the four here for the second half of play. Clay Kennedy will be shooting at the hoop to our right. During the third and fourth quarters, Carter Granny's going to shoot at the hoop to our left. We hope you're enjoying the video feed on Facebook Live. If you're not there, perhaps you don't know about it yet. We've been doing that now this whole basketball season, thanks to Matt Adams. Been willing to come and film these things for us. And if you still think we're audio only, that's not true. As long as we have service to get the video feed out, you can find that on our Facebook page, Del Holland Horizon Facebook. Lady Buffs opened up with a bucket there. Is that Rogers who scored?
I don't know. She beat Bradley off the dribble. Had a wide open lane to the bucket.
It would have been her. Then Corey Rogers had the bucket, Thomas, for the Lady Buffs to put them up 22-18. Hopkins with the rebound.
Good look. Just missed it.
Lady Buffalo's looking to build on this four-point lead that they've established. 22-18 to score. 7:20 and ticking, third quarter. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters are Bradley Burchett, Bella Ashlock, Izzy Hale, Hallie Buford, and Abby Head. Lady Buffalo sails three-pointer left wing, no good. Going to go out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. Looks like Hopkins and Hale had their feet tangled up. Fortunately, Izzy not called for the foul there.
Yeah, I was kind of afraid they might blow a whistle, but they didn't.
Abby Head going to walk it down the court. 46th-year head coach Lamar Rogers going against 7th-year head coach Matt Walker here. They've met several times already in Walker's young career. Hale misses a shot. Put back by Burchett, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. Good opportunity for a bucket here.
That's good. We done missed two gimmies down there.
Walker has faced Rogers 19 times. Has a 5-14 record against him. Clay County does have a two-game series win streak. Bell Ashlock has a bucket on the inbound. Last two contests between these squads have went in favor of Clay County. Three-pointer. Rogers right corner. No good. Is he held the rebound? A chance for Clay County to tie or take a lead here, Coach.
Yeah.
22-20 the score. Buford, left wing, gives to Burchett. Now back to Head. Buford, left corner, three-pointer.
Yeah.
Nice set play there. Hallie gave it up, ran around to the corner, was wide open for the triple. Big shot. 23-22. Bush out top. Gives to Stower. She works against Buford. Pass down low to Rogers. Nice little give and go and baseline drive. Going to be Burchett called for the personal, I believe, her first. It is Clay Kennedy's first team foul of the second half. Yeah. First personal for Bryony. Rogers in the line. Hits the first free throw. Ties this thing up 23-23. Coach Sims, last time we won in 0-2, final score of that one was 51-48. So typically going to be a close game up here. Now, you came up here in 93 when T. Ashok Arms was a senior. You guys beat them 69-39. Put it on.
Yeah, we beat them pretty good that night. That was by far the biggest win we've ever had.
Beat them 62-49 in 98 here in Clark Range.
I was trying to figure out a while ago you said we won four times. I knew we won in 93 and 02 and 2000.
Yep.
And I didn't know when the other one was.
98, the other one.
I didn't ban the Kendall in them senior year.
We beat them a plenty during those years.
Yeah.
Just not up here much.
Yeah.
Hopkins with it for Clark Range. Thomas knotted up here at 23 between these squads.
Yeah, kind of what we expected. I like Clay County. Last time out when they beat Clark Range, this is about the time they went on that big run. They went on a 16-0 run in the third quarter to try to gain some separation. Let's hope they can do it again.
Let's get it rolling. Buford with it, right corner, back to Head at the wing. Abby comes back out top under close defense by Hopkins, gets separation, resets that five-second count. Now Ashok, left wing, looks inside to Bradley. Bush has her covered up. Easy with it. Grass gives to Buford. Hadley's three-pointer is partially deflected. Hale comes up with the loose ball, though. Ashlock, jumper. Good.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah.
Bella doesn't take a ton of shots during the course of a game.
She does.
4:25 and ticking. 25-23. Clay County in front. Bush gets past her that time. Gets to the hoop. Misses her shot. Rebound Sale. She gets to Sowers. Three-pointer no good. Rebound Hale. Easy with it. Gives to Abby. Going to slow the pace. Look to Coach Walker. Maddie Hayes sets at the scores table to check in. Ashlock, three-pointer right corner. Good! That's what I'm talking about. Ashlock with a smooth stroke. She's a great scorer. Seldom does she, like I say, she don't take a ton of shots, Coach, but she can do it.
She can.
Three-pointer good by Bella. Biggest lead of the night for Clay County, 5 points. A timeout's been taken here. 4 minute mark of this third quarter, 28-23. Clay County leads.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County's gained a five-point lead. They're up 28-23. They've outscored Clark Range 10-3 here in the second half, Daniel.
A great
kind of game control in this one.
Great third quarter so far. You and Coach Sims have both talked about it. So far, exactly what took place in Salina back on January 13th. Stowers with it. She's called. Foul going to be called against Clay County. Lacey Wicks, I believe.
That's pretty
That's
cheap.
The first appearance we've seen of Wicks in this ballgame. Bella Ashlock able to stay in the entire first half, guarding Maddie Bush and Addie Stowers. She's getting a breather now, Daniel.
I don't know if I could have pulled her off, though, after she had had the last five Clay County points. Of course, you never can tell. She may have requested it. Sometimes, that'll take place.
She's coming back.
Yeah, as soon as she comes out, Bush drives the lane and scores. Going to the line for an and one.
Bush having a good night. Getting deeper into double figures. Had a great first quarter. Completes the three-point play. Clay County leads, only by two, though. 28-26, 3:30 and ticking. Madison Hayes has replaced Izzy Hale in the lineup currently. So it's Hayes plus the other four starters. Buford drives, kicks the head, three-pointer left wing. Yes! Clay County's getting hot, Coach.
Yeah. Penetrate and kick out. Get a good look.
Beautiful set shot. Hopkins tries to answer with a three of her own. No good. A lot of contact. Stowers comes down with the rebound. Fortunate that a foul was not called against Clay County. Hayes fighting for the rebound. Hopkins comes up with it. Abby Head takes it away. It's 4-on-4 as Hopkins and Ashlock are in the backcourt. They catch up now. Back to the traditional 5-on-5. Buford, right wing, inside the Burchett. Pass was a little too high. Bush was behind her. She came around Thomas to try to deny the pass. Had the pass been on point, would have been an easy two.
Yeah, good job by Bush, really. Changing positions right there. Kind of got in Burchett's sight. Normally she'd have been able to go up and get that pass, I think. But couldn't that time.
Kind of hooked her and kept her down, didn't she? Head came into the net a 43% three-point shooter. Rogers, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock going to give it off to teammate Abby Head. She looks to Coach Walker. This unique setting here at this gym, seldom do you see each head coach so close in proximity to one another.
No.
That wouldn't always be a safe thing. Maddie Hayes on the inside. Misses the left-handed hook. Fortunately, Clay County gets the rebound, though. Buford out top. Minute 55 and ticking here in this third quarter. Clay County up 31-26. 5 points to lead. That's been the biggest Clay County has led by tonight. Buford tries to extend it. Too strong on the back of the iron. Foul going to be called on Buford. Hopkins had the rebound, and her momentum carried her into Hattie. So Hattie gets called for the personal.
Had a pretty good look. I thought maybe it'd go down, but it didn't.
Yeah, it was on the line just an inch too far. Hit the back of the iron. Lacey Wicks checking back in. Ashok checking out here for the defensive set. Wicks a great defender. And she can play aggressively with the fouls. Now, Fouls in the second half, none for Clark Range, four for Clay County. Bush out top, directing traffic. The most experienced player on this Lady Buffalo squad gives to Hopkins, a sophomore, at the wing. She's defended by Maddie Hayes. Now let her fire three. Top of the key, it's good. Now Hopkins can hurt you from there.
Yeah.
She had several three-pointers in Salina back in January.
Yes, she did. Game high 15, as we said, Daniel. And I would wager to say she made three or four in that contest.
Minute five and ticking, third quarter. Abby Head under pressure now by Sales. Puts it into motion. Passes out of a trap. Buford with it. Defended by Hopkins. 50 seconds and ticking. Back to Buford. Hallie goes and attacks to the block. Kicks it back. Pass stolen. Hopkins with it. Chance for the Lady Buffs to tie or take a lead. Sales inside. Now Stowers left wing. Top of the key to Bush. Bush going to drive the left side. Kicks it to Sales. 30 seconds and ticking. Coach Rogers looking content to play it slow here. Stowers holding the ball. Rogers directs traffic from his bench. Napier with it in the corner. Hands back to Stowers. 15 seconds in the third quarter. Clay County with a two-point lead. 31-29. Down to 10 seconds. Stowers hands off to Bush. Bush drives. 8-foot floater. Good. We're tied up. 3 seconds to play in the quarter. Hayes inbounds to Head. Desperation three never comes. Buzzer sounds. We're knotted up. 31-31 here on the range. It's the Lady Buffaloes 31, the Lady Dogs 31.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County is tied. It's 31-31 here at Clark Range with 8 minutes left in this ball game. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber. For Clay County, they're being led by Bella Ashlock. She's got 9 points in the ball game, 7 of those coming in that third quarter. A 3 from Hallie Buford and a 3 from Abby Head in the quarter gives them 8 apiece for the ball game. Izzy Hell 2 and Briley Burchett 4. Leading the way from Clark Range, Maddie Bush has 18 with a quarter to play. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
8 minutes to 7 it here on the range. Turnover for Clay County. Lady Buffalo's come the other way. It's knocked out of bounds. Good hustle, Abby Head coming in from behind. Bush going to take care of the inbounding. On the floor for Clay County, Abby Head, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, Izzy Hale, and Bradley Burchett, the 5 starters. Clark Range also. Stowers answering with a 3 on the inbound. Puts Coach Rogers, the Lady Buffaloes, back up by 3, 34-31. Head with it, top of the key, gets a screen from Buford, passes to Ashlock. She drives into the paint, 8-foot jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound, but it's Stowers who comes Ray with it. Stowers into the front court. It's her against 4, Lady Dog. She steps back, gives to Napier, 3-pointer, no good, rebound Ashlock.
You know, Stowers, that's another storyline here. Just 2 points in that last outing against the Lady Dogs. She's in the double figures of 10 tonight.
Played much better tonight. A great player for them, a junior. Ashlock loses the handle, regathers it, working against Hopkins, gives the head. Coach Walker sends in the play. They swing it out of Buford, left wing. She thought about the three. You wanted her to take it, didn't you, Thomas?
Yeah, they had the open look. I mean, she's shooting 45% from back there. Let it fly.
A turnover, they say. Abby Head was going back across court to Buford. It was tipped by Napier, but they say it was Buford who touched it last. It couldn't have been more than a fingertip.
No, it couldn't have been. I I didn't think she did.
Bush in the inbound. Carcrane's with a three-point lead, 34-31. 6.5 minutes left in regulation. Bush out top, defended by Ashlock. Hands off to Hopkins. She weaves around the top of the key and gives to Stowers, who wants to drive against Buford. Gets to the free throw line, kicks baseline to Napier. Back to Hopkins. Just a slow, methodical pace. What's Coach Rogers looking for here, Coach?
Easy shot. I don't know.
It's been mostly about driving the lane and outside shooting.
Yeah, it's...
No true post on this Lady Buff team. And here's another three by Stowers. Step back three, no good. Rebound. A foul going to be called on Izzy Hale. A great hustle by Hale trying to get to the loose ball. Her momentum carries her into the back of Bush, and she's called for the personal.
Yeah, that's a tough one right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Know, making the right play but getting penalized for it.
I understand the call, but like you say, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Clark Range on the inbound, 5:40 and ticking. That fourth quarter clock going quickly, 34-31. Lady Buffalo's lead. Sales penetrates, gives to Rogers. Rogers penetrates, and that's a kickball by Ashlock. Clark Range is going to inbound again. The Clay County fans wanted to travel on Sales a moment ago. It did look like she shuffled, but not the call. Rogers inbounds. Gets it to Sales. Left wing. Under pressure from Head. Ashlock comes up with what could be a steal. Jump ball's going to be called. Possession arrow in favor of Clark Range. But Coach Sims, it's a big thing to get that arrow back in your favor.
It is.
Coach Sims, Coach Rogers trying to take some air out of it here. Do you speed him up a little bit with a trap in the half court or just let him be?
No, I don't think I'd take any big chances to get down, you know. Give up a wide open layup. Just hope that they'll miss and you get the rebound for the next minute.
Bush with it out top. Clay County fans furious. I'm not sure what it was they saw. I missed it.
I'm trying to get a moving screen at the top there on Hopkins as she was taking a step.
Rogers, baseline drive, gets to the hoop, reverse layup's no good. In fact, it doesn't even come within an arm's reach of the hoop, but she was fouled.
They bailed her out.
Really got bailed out on that one.
Sure it is.
Bella's second personal. Ashlock's played very well tonight, offensively and defensively. Coy Rogers at the line, the sophomore guard, hits the free throw. Puts Clark Range up by two possessions, 35-31. Second free throw's away, also good. 5 points to lead for Clark Range. I guess the biggest Clark Range lead of the night's been 9 points. I remember seven, I know. Clay County's led by as much as five. Buford with it. Swings to Head. Looks inside to Burchett. Doesn't go there. Now goes to Ashlock and a foul call against Stowers.
First foul for them the second half.
Yes, it is. Clay County with six of them.
Yeah, Lady Buffalo's largest lead coming right before the end of the first quarter, Daniel. It was a 9-point difference before Bella Ashlock scored the last bucket of the first to cut it to seven.
Lady Dogs on the inbound. Foul going to be called on Stowers. I see official Luke Dykens across the way, a veteran. We've not had him this year, I don't think.
I don't think I've seen him.
Of course, no doubt, a good crew being sent out here for this high-profile game.
Yeah.
Hale, top of the key, three-pointer, too strong, rebounded by Burchett. Bradley with it, and a foul going to be called against Clark Range's Sales on the floor. Going to inbound from the baseline. I like the call.
Yeah.
Sales with her second or third personal. I have to check the scoreboard. That is her third. Clay Kenny on the inbound. Ashlock, 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Sales. Had a great look at it. Just did not fall. 4:15 and ticking fourth quarter. Clark Range up by five, 36-31.
You know, talked about how important it was for Clay County boys to come back and win at Jackson County late. This is where you dig in, isn't it?
Four minutes
to go. Prove who you are.
So what you made of?
They need this. This is good form. 4 minutes to go, as Thomas said. the most hostile of environments in single-A girls basketball here at Clark Range. Clay County trying to win for the first time in 21 years in this gym. Hopkins with it. Drives inside. Kicks back to Rogers. No hurry at all out of this Lady Buffalo team.
That's what you're going to see here. Like I say, I wonder if Coach Walker maybe try the running jump to speed it up a little bit. It's a five-point ball game, Coach.
Yeah, he could. He'll have to do something for too long.
Lacey Wicks comes to the scorer's table to check in. 3:20 and ticking. Bush with it. Defended by Ashlock. Bella doing a nice job with her. Hopkins setting a screen. Bella fighting through it. Very curious set here. Good matchup between Bush and Ashlock. Under 3 minutes to play. Foul call. Now, Clark Range going to go to the line to shoot the bonus.
Yeah.
Typically, they're pretty good from there.
Yeah.
And that's likely what Coach Rogers is going to get to, wanting
yeah.
to force that foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll hold the ball for as long as he needs to.
Shooting it pretty well, Daniel. They're 6-for-8 from the line so far tonight.
Lacey Wicks has checked into the contest. Izzy Hale has checked out. Sails at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. It's away. It's good. 6 points the lead. On the floor for Clay County, Lacey Wicks, Bella Ashlock, Abby Head, Hallie Buford, and Bradley Burchett. Both of the free throws are good. Coach Walker going to take a timeout here. 2:57 mark, fourth quarter. Clark Range 38, Clay County 31.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Clay County in a place they don't want to be. On the road at Clark Range, trailing by 7. There is time, though. 2:45 mark, fourth quarter. We can't do it with that, though. A turnover. Hopkins takes the ball away. Clark Range going to play ball protection here unless they have a wide open shot. They want Clay County to attack them and foul. 2:25 and ticking.
Coach, when do you start fouling? You get down to 2 minutes?
Well, we're far behind. I mean, yeah, you can't wait too long. You know, if it was a 1 or 2 point game, I'd wait a long time, but you can't hear.
Clark Range doing a nice job of swinging it around the outside. And a foul now called. Lacey Wicks with her second personal. Sale's going to go to the line to shoot two. I don't honestly know which of the Lady Buffaloes you would prefer to send to the line.
I don't know.
I think all of them are pretty good from there.
Well, Sells took the last two. She made both of them. That's her only points of that. Guys, there's 2 minutes left in this ballgame. Clay County not on the board in the fourth quarter.
Ready to score? Man. Well, they missed.
Front end of that 1-1 miss. Clay County with a big opportunity here. They retain possession.
We got to score every time we get the ball now.
Got to have now. 2:04. Abby Head on the inbound. Black, purple, and gold trail by 7. 38-31. Hallie Buford out top. Double dribble call.
Back-to-back turnovers for Clay County.
And we've alluded to it earlier. This is win, lose, or draw. This is the type of atmosphere that they're fixing to get into on a game-by-game basis.
That's right.
So We need this. Hopefully we can pull it out, but we need this experience. Minute 44 and ticking.
This goes to show you what this league's all about, too. You know, Topeka County and Clark Range both, Red Bowling Springs, any team can beat any team, night in, night out in District 7A.
Yes, they can. Another opportunity here, minute 34, Mark, and a turnover.
We hadn't scored enough to win this game. I mean, 31 points is not going to win you very few ball games.
Particularly in this gym. Ashok, boom, did not score, but on the rebound attempt, drew the foul. The foul was on the floor.
Yeah.
Bella had a great move down the left side of the lane. Had a good-looking shot. Just did not fall. Timeout taken. Minute 25 left in the fourth. Clark Range 38. Clay County 31.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Clay County on the inbound. Minute 20 and ticking. Buford drives to the hoop. Layup, no good. Rebound. Nobody but a foul call against Clay County. Got to walk to the other end. Me and Coach were talking there during the break. Of course, Clay County with 31 points right now. Looking down the entirety of the season at all 26 prior games. Only twice has Clay County been held to less than 40 points. Both of those, the York Institute losses, when we scored 30 points in each of those contests.
Yeah, no Lady Dog in double figures tonight so far, guys.
This one's not done, though. Plenty of time. Minute 15 and ticket, but we've got to make the most of each opportunity. And here's a jump ball, possession arrow in favor of Clay County. So here's another opportunity. Coach Sims, minute 12 left. We have not scored in this quarter. Fresh.
Empty. Yeah, empty possessions. About three or four empty possessions in a row, hasn't it been, Coach?
Minute 10 and ticking. Baker Walden checks into the contest off the bench. Head driving. Gives to Buford. Halley at the free throw line. Steps back. Drives again. Kicks to Burchett. Burchett drives. Now kicks to Walden. Walden fires a three. No good. Rebound Clark Range. Coach Walker trying to use the freshman to come off with a fresh look at it, but it did not fall. Clark Range now with 45 seconds and ticking. And with each tick of that clock, this one gets further out of reach. Clay County trailing by seven here. Three possession contest.
He's going to have to foul now.
Clay County essentially has conceded this contest.
Yeah, I think so.
Down to 25 seconds. Freshman, Megan Walden with a steal. She's to the rack. Going to be fouled. And makes the shot. So the spark from Walden does come. But with 19.6 seconds, what about the freshman? She's set all night, Coach. Comes in and makes that play.
That's a good play. Nice shot.
38-33, 5 points the difference, and Walden at the line.
First 2 points we scored this quarter.
That's what Thomas says.
Yeah, it was 31 up, I think, going into the last quarter.
Yeah, unless I missed something, guys.
I think you're
right. I
don't
think I did.
I don't think so. Let's stay on air here. Timeout taken, but let's not miss anything.
Yeah, 31 up at the end of third.
So 38-33, 5 points the lead. So let's say that Baylor makes the free throw here, gets it to a two-possession, four-point game. That's completely different than what it was a few moments ago.
You know, we had a couple really good shots there, you know, minute and a half ago. We just got them to go. You know, you never know what might happen. But, I mean, It's still alive, but it's just barely, you know.
Walden.
She makes this one, you know, we got to deny like crazy. When it comes in, we got to foul immediately.
Immediately. Less than a second on the clock, if possible.
You know, they've helped us. They missed running the 2-1-1s down there.
And that's why, you know, you saw on the other end, you said kind of conceded this contest. They know that there was 45 seconds, I think, when we brought it down, when Clark Range brought it down. Walden steals it with about 20 seconds to go. So you're talking about, you know, pretty good time, amount of time came off the clock.
It did. It did. And perhaps the game plan was to steal rather than the foul, you know. Walden in the line. Biggest shot of her young career. It's away. Good. Timeout taken. Again, no, just a substitute. Lacey Weeks going to check in. Clay County's got to execute here, and the plan is immediately foul. There's the inbound. No foul yet. In a trap. Now we got to have the foul. Can't catch up to Bush. She passes ahead. Stowers with it, and now foul call. So we go from 19.6 seconds down to 11.7. Of course, the initial plan, Coach, looked like a trap in the corner, but they quickly got out.
Yeah, that's a good place to trap somebody right there if you get a steal, but it didn't help. I let her dribble out of it.
Stowers at the line, shooting two. Double bonus, she hits it. That makes it a five-point difference, 39-34. So even if she makes this one, two-possession contest.
Yeah.
Second one's away. It's good. 11.7 seconds on the clock. Walden inbounds the head. Got to have urgency here. Down to 10 seconds. Got to get off a three. Buford with it. Down to 6 seconds. Step back three. No good. Walden rebound. Put back. No good. This one's going to go final. Clay County won in Salina back on January the 13th. But here tonight, on February the 10th, in the regular season finale on the range, it's the Lady Buffaloes 40, the Lady Dogs 34. The drought continues here at Clark Range as far as winning in this gym. We're going to go to a break, come back, and do the Eco Panels Lady Dog Wrap-Up.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clark Range. We just witnessed the Lady Buffaloes beat the Lady Bulldogs 40-34 in a defensive battle. Coach Sims, it's time for the Eagle Bell Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Disappointing night here. We were hoping to break the drought up in Clark Range. Clay County didn't play their best ball, there's no doubt. They fell behind 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. They did cut it to a two-point ball game at the half, rallied, went up by five midway through the third quarter, and then it just got away from them.
Yeah.
Only three fourth-quarter points. They came with 19 seconds left in this ball game, and it results in a six-point loss.
Yeah, we just didn't score enough points to win the ball game, what it amounted to. But I credit Lamar. He came out with a different game plan. I never dreamed he'd try to press us, but he came out and got a couple of turnovers early because we wasn't ready for it, I guess. Got a couple baskets off that, hit a three or two early and got us down. But, you know, we got up five there in the third quarter, and we had a chance to extend. Had two or three possessions there and couldn't score. Next thing you know, it's back tied, and then I just completely cut our water off that last quarter. We didn't get good shots, and when we did, we missed them. But,
and down the stretch, some uncharacteristic things of this team, turnovers, mishandled balls.
Well,
missed shots. You know, we shoot the ball really well. We just didn't do it tonight.
Well, I've said it a million times. This old gym up here, it'll bring out the worst of you. I mean, if you're capable of doing something bad, it'll happen up here. You know,
kind of like the magic down at Vanderbilt. That happens here. We saw it. Saw it happen to UT this week. We've seen it happen to Clay County up at Clark Range. But just a tough night. No player from Clay County in double figures. And another thing jumps out at me. Most of the time, if you can hold Clark Range to 40 points,
you can
beat them.
Yeah. I mean, we're averaging probably, you know, 55 or 60, and probably could average more than that because Rob subs quite a bit. It'd be more than that, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, you hate to lose, but, you know, it gives you something else to see on film if we have to play them again.
Right.
You know, he pulled this out of his hat now. If he does this again, we'll be ready for it. You'll have to come up with something else new. I don't know if he's got anything else new or not, but I was just talking, you know, while we was off air, that the year we won the state, he pulled a kind of the same thing on me the last game of the year at our place, and we really didn't have an answer for it, and he beat us. But the next time we played him in the district semis, we were ready, and we beat him that night, and that's really the reason we won the state. If we'd lost, we'd have probably been in, we'd have been in Jackson County's bracket, and we hadn't beat them at that point, so... You know, our chances of even making the state would have been slim, but, you know, this might be a blessing in disguise. Who knows, you know, but I'd sure like to have won up here. I know that much.
Well, and that's the thing. Clay County is the number one seed headed into the tournament next week. Piatt County and Clark Range got to match up first.
Yeah.
Of course, we got to beat somebody to get there too, Coach.
Right.
That's the main thing to take away with this one. It didn't mean anything.
No,
except for confidence heading into the postseason.
Yeah, like I talked before the game, now they know they can beat us if they do the right things, you know, but maybe they can't do it twice. I still think we're a considerably better team than them, and Pickett and Red Bull and all, but you got to do it on the floor, you know, just say that. I don't get it done.
That's right. For Clark Range, we saw Katie Hopkins with 3 points, Chloe Rogers with five, Casey Sales two. Then two in double figures. Addie Stowers had 12 points. Big night for Maddie Bush. Probably the best game I've seen her play since I've been covering her. 18 tonight.
Yeah, that's a big game for her, especially in a 40-point game. She had half the points almost.
Yes, she did. No player in double figures for Clay County. Baylor Walden, the last three for Clay County. Bella Ashlock, 9. Hallie Buford, 8. Abby Head, 8. Isabella Hell, 2. And Briley Burchett, 4. So, like you said, credit Coach Rogers and this Lady Buffalo defense.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Just be prepared the next day if you have to play them again. You know, like you said, you know, we'll play more than likely Red Bull in the semis, and they'll play Pickett. And we win. Whoever wins that one, we'll get again. You know, Pickett's got them both times so far, but they've both been real close, 3 points and 5 points or six or something like that. So you never know who you have to play.
That's right. Coach, appreciate you making a trip up here with us. Wish it had been a better result. We'll see you next week at the tournament.
Okay, thanks.
Folks, that's been the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog Wrap-Up. Been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTennessee.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to do a quick budget pest control boys 7-day update. This past Thursday, or last night rather, I should say, Redbone Springs beat Pickett County in Byrdstown 62-50. That did not surprise me. However, it did surprise a lot of people. Surprised Thomas a little bit. He had picked Pickett County to win that one. That drops him and Coach Watson to 6-6 on the year in the picks. Last night, Clay County killed Macon County 61-22. Tonight's action, 21-3 Bulldogs here to play the 5-24 Buffaloes. Also being joined tonight by Doug Strong as he's Coach Watson's out on the road. Doug, I'm going to let you pick this one. 18-7 Gordonsville hosting 18-8 Eagleville. Who do you like in that one?
I like Gordonsville. Just a little better defensively, I think, than Eagleville.
I think so, too. Also going on tonight, Redbone Springs, they're 4-20 hosting 18-12 Monterey. Pickett County idle tonight. Their regular season's wrapped up. 14-11 year for them. Tomorrow night, Clark Crane's going to go to Cumberland County to finish off the regular season. Cumberland County's boys 5-22, so Clark Crane and Cumberland County, I'll let you pick it too. Who you like in that one? Neither team real great this year.
Probably Cumberland County at home. Just that home court's probably going to be better.
Makes a difference. Current District 7A standings, Clay County atop the heap, 7-0. Gordonsville 6-2 in second place. Pickett County finishes third at 3-5. Redbone Springs going to be fourth place at 2-6. As long as Clay County beats Clark Range tonight, the Buffaloes sit at the bottom of the heap, 1-6. We do know Redbone and Clark Range on Tuesday night at 7:30 will play that district quarterfinal game. This boys 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Pest Control, that's how they roll. Going to go ahead and do a quick full coverage final word. It ain't going to take much on this one, Thomas, I don't think. This is your last thoughts before tip-off, brought to us by Ashok and Strong Insurance. What Coach Edwards and the Dogs need to do tonight to finish out this District 7A regular season 8-0.
Well, I first want to welcome Doug. Good to have you on there with us tonight. And in place of Coach Watson, of course, we always miss him. He'll be back with us in Jackson County. But to me, it's kind of like the Macon County game, Doug. You know, you just try to work on a few things. This is a game you're supposed to win, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And you still do the things you do. You know, defensively, that's where our strength is. We say to that. But if there's something you want to tweak, getting ready for a tournament to look at, you do it in a game tonight like that.
Well, you're probably more familiar or as familiar with this team as anybody around. What's one thing you would like to see Coach Edwards and this squad improve on prior to next week's tournament?
Well, defense, we're solid. That's where, we're going to hang our hat on our defense. But I think key down the stretch will be our big guys getting involved in the game, because we can dominate with our big guys. There's not any teams matches up with us with our bigs other than probably Red Bowling with two bigs. But I think that's going to be a strength down the stretch, our big guys.
There you go. Get those guys going tonight. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll roll right into the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Clark Range Buffaloes, their head coach Jermaine McElbane, his second season, 7-54 record overall. Actually, I think he's 7-50 overall. 5-24 record this season. Starting for the Buffaloes, a junior, Chris Beatty. A freshman, number 12, Jack Cordell. Freshman, number 22, Collier Bush. Senior, number 23, Case Cordell. And a freshman, number 24, Bryden Swallows. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach, Rob Edwards, 23rd season overall, 523 wins to 201 losses. 21-3 record this year, 7-0 in the district. A 12-game winning streak coming into tonight's action. The starters, 5 seniors. Number 3, Jimmy Burgett. 13, Keaton Arms. 15, Bryce Bailey. 44, Anna Kerr, and 00, John Hamilton. State Farm Boys starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew's there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Just about time to get this thing underway. Going to be Hamilton stepping in to tip off. against the number I don't have on my roster. Thomas, do you have a 15 anywhere?
I don't. Seems like we've had that before, Daniel. They switch numbers on us later in the season after we swap from the first game. We may figure it out as we go.
We'll do the best we can. Listen to the PA announcements. Virtue with it. Dogs trying to score at the hoop to our left in this first half of play. Now Bailey down to Kurt, right wing. Alex penetrates. Dishes down low. Nice pass to Hamilton. John shot from right block. No good. Good looking entry pass from Alex, wasn't it?
It was. Got right where we wanted it. Just didn't make a shot.
Buffaloes with their first offensive possession. Chris Beatty, long three-pointer off of his fingertips. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy named the defensive MVP for District 7A. Big honor for him. Follows along in a long line of Clay County Bulldogs who've been recent winners of that. Heath Kimes, Gunner Silk, both winners of it. Who else am I forgetting, Thomas? Eli Smith should have won it. It went to Wattenbarger. And you always like to say Wattenbarger had to guard Grant Strong, and that's why he got that honor instead of Eli. Eli didn't have to guard Grant.
No, he never got the opportunity, or I think he would have won it.
Jimmy should be the fourth straight one there, but big honor for him. 0-0 the score here, 1 minute going in this contest. Clark Range looking to penetrate this outstanding defense of the Bulldogs. Going to have to relearn these Buffaloes and another number change of another player. I apologize for that. Some teams have different home and away jerseys, and that could be what's going on here for Clark Range. Last time we played this bunch, 69-29, the final back on January the 13th in Salina. Hamilton inside, power move, shot, good. Nice finish.
I think it's going to be the key again. Get your big guys, they can't defend that.
Of course, Arms, the other big guy, he was named District 7A MVP, a big honor for Keaton. No surprise, Thomas, we've talked about how he's deserving of that for several weeks now.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt, Doug, that he's the best player in this league this year.
Oh, hands down, I believe he's been consistent, just a monster when he gets the ball.
Yeah, he is. Buffalo's firing a three-pointer. That one's good. Clark Range taking an early lead here. Freshman Jack Cordell, he's going to be a good player for head coach Jermaine McElbain down the way. Bailey with it at left wing. Kicks back to Kerr, right wing out. He fires a three with a nice touch. It's good. Kerr's capable of getting on the streak and getting a lot of points. Keaton with a takeaway. Good defensive effort by Arms. Dishes across to Burchett. Now Bailey, three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebounded by the Buffaloes.
Second straight game we've seen Alec Kerr knock down a three. Like I said, it's a good time to kind of get your stroke back heading into the postseason here. Alec Kerr can shoot it when he's kind of streaky, isn't he, Doug?
Yeah, real streaky. And like I said, last night he kind of come to himself again, making some shots where he'd been missing those last few games.
Yeah, that was big. Jimmy Burchett with a jump shot from the elbow, no good. 5:20 and ticking, first quarter. Clark Range trailing 3-5, looking to tie up or take the lead, depending on shot selection here. Jack Cordell in the corner, kicks back out to Beatty out top. Now swung to Case Cordell, the lone senior on the entire of the starting five. He's not the lone senior on the team, but the only senior that starts. He's joined by a junior and three freshmen, so a young team for Coach McElbain up here at Clark Range. Hamilton the rebound, pass ahead to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy going to slow it down, let his teammates catch up. Hamilton now loses the handle, kicks back to Bailey. Now Keaton at right wing. Dogs look to the bench. Coach Edwards sends in the call. He wouldn't want us to mention it, but Coach Edwards named the Coach of the Year on the boys' side of District 7A. Well-deserved. And look at Alec Kerr, second three-pointer.
Nice to see that going right there. That's going to be big down the stretch for us in tournament time.
I think when Alec's playing his best, you've seen him play quickly. He didn't hesitate at all right there. Caught it and shot it.
Yeah, you mentioned Coach Edwards. Coach Walker also winning that award.
Yes.
On the girls' side. So, you know, not just because they are the top two seeds heading into this one, but their peers recognizing their prowess.
Clark Range working the perimeter, a three-pointer taking it hit. That's the second triple on the night for the Buffaloes. That one coming off the fingertips of freshman Jack Cordell, and I think he has both of them. A hot hand early for Jack Cordell. 3:45 and ticking, first quarter. Bryce Bailey with it, drives baseline, pivots, gives to Burchett out top. Jimmy a pass fake, now drives, now shoots and scores.
Nice third, little move right there with Jimmy getting in that paint.
Third game this week for the Dawgs. Third game in 4 nights. Going back to Tuesday night, we saw Burchett have a monster game down in Gainesboro, 16 points.
I think that was big for Jimmy Burchett, too, to be able to step up and lead this team when he had to. You know, he does so many things, but he really hadn't had that on his shoulders all season until then.
Charge called against the Buffaloes. This is one of our mystery men. I'm going to listen here for the name.
Not going to announce that one.
The PA announcer has not. So clearly, she doesn't have a... Bratton Swallows, who wears 24 some games, is 15 tonight.
Yes,
he was the freshman MVP?
Yes.
A takeaway here, an empty possession for the Bulldogs. It's Beatty with it, taken back away by Jimmy Burchett. That's why he's the defensive MVP of the district. Jimmy comes down, gives the Bryce out top, never makes it to him. Taken back away, Keaton Arms has other plans. Kind of sloppy on both teams right here.
A little sloppy.
Bryce Bailey named to the first team, All-District 7. Of course, we mentioned Keaton is the MVP. John Hamilton, a third team member. Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett, both second team members. And Nate Adams coming into the mix off the bench. He was honored as a third team member. So six Bulldogs being honored, and I think that's appropriate to do that.
Definitely. Those guys played well all year and deserve the honors they got.
Clark Range with it, trying to cut into this six-point Bulldog lead, 12-6 to score. Here's a three-pointer hit, and it's Beatty this time. Chris Beatty, the junior, so 3 three-pointers. And, Doug, I believe Clark Range can hang around if they continue to shoot this way.
That's the key. They've got to shoot the ball. They're not got the size to pound in the paint. They've got to shoot the ball well.
And if they can hit with that consistency for four quarters, they deserve to be at the end of a game. Beatty answers with a three of his own. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast. This team, they've not won a ton of games. They're 5-24, but they've gave teams fits. Now, Clay County handled them easily. Is now a three-pointer's miss by Swallows. Rebounded putback by Beatty. Now the rebound by Swallows, and his putback good. So it's Swallows who originally missed the three but finishes off with the two-pointer. You know, they went down to Gordonsville earlier this year. They didn't beat the Tigers but gave them fits. I'm trying to see the final score of that game, 59-62. So Gordonsville, who finished strong, second team in the district, as Hamilton's called for the offensive foul. Clark Range about goes to Gordonsville, beats the Tigers, so they are capable.
Yeah, like I said, they're one of those teams that's going to shoot a lot of threes. They're going in. They're going to stay around.
Yeah, we've seen that before up here on this floor. They'll hang around with Clay County for about a quarter, maybe a half, Daniel, as they shoot the ball. Coach Edwards, trying to inspire his starters, a full switch with 5 new ones.
We've talked about how great 6 through 10 is for Coach Edwards on the floor now. Sophomore Nate Adams, junior Weston Birdwell, junior Wyatt Browning, sophomore Lance Burchett, and junior Andrew Smith. This right here, Doug, about as good a team on their own as anybody in the district.
It is, and that's a nice thing to have when you need it to go 10 deep.
Lance Burchett adds the bucket, 6-foot jumper from the right side of the lane. We're under a minute to play here in the first quarter, 17-11 the score. Clay County up by 6. Swallows with it in the corner, gives back to Cordell out top, now inside. Nice move and finish by reserve, number 23. I show Case Cordell, but
that's what I've got.
That's not right here at home because Case Cordell's wearing number 1.
Okay.
Man, they've messed us up, Thomas.
We'll give it to a mystery man again.
Yeah, for now. We'll listen later. The number we said was 23, so I'll jot that down and try to listen again. Lance Burchard out top gets to his cousin Nate Adams, now Weston Burble with it. Just a weave between the guards on the perimeter. Down to 15 seconds and ticking here in the first quarter. Sophomore Lance Burchard's a lot of fun to watch play the game. He's got it out top right now. Shoots a long three, in and out no good. Rebounded by that most recent mystery man, taken back away by Nate Adams. They say he steps out of bounds. 2.6 seconds left on this first quarter clock. Coach Edwards still seated on the bench over there. Not a lot of place to go here at Clark Range if he decided to run around anyway. Here's the inbound desperation. 3 at the buzzer. No good. It was a strong shot, but it's no good. 4 points to lead for the black, purple, and gold after one. 17-13.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County leads the Buffaloes 17-13 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your Bulldog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. For Clay County, Keaton Arms, Jimmy Burchett, and John Hamilton. Also, Lance Burchett, all with 2 points apiece. Bryce Bailey has 1 3-pointer. Alec Kerr, 2. He leads the way with 6 points for the Bulldogs. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Not a dominant first quarter for the Dogs, but like we said, when you've hit 3 to 4 3-pointers, you're going to hang around. Clark Crane's doing a nice job from behind the arc so far.
Yeah, because Clay County's shooting the ball pretty well themselves. They've got 3 from distance, and, you know, hadn't really missed a whole lot of gimmies either.
17-point quarter, I mean, that's good enough to win. Buffaloes with the possession to start the quarter. 3-pointer from the corner's good. Lane Bird, the Birdman, is Gary Carr calls him on WDEB.
Is he 23?
He is 23.
All right, 23 instead of 13.
Correct. Clay County on the offensive end, Keaton Arms with it inside. Gets his shot blocked, regathers it though, gives to Burchett. Bryce Bailey fires a 3 left wing. No good, rebound Hamilton, put back no good, still fighting for the rebound, and a travel going to be called against the Buffalo. That was Jack Tordell who hadn't come to the ground. We've talked all year, Doug. I know you're at the games, probably don't listen to our commentary a lot, but John Hamilton, just a great season, much improved from last year, doing a lot of little things in a big way.
Yeah, he sure is. He's really improved his game and offense and defense
yes.
to make it a big difference.
Added a lot of agility, nimbleness to his game. You know, he was more of that true, maybe back to the hoop post player years ago, but he's a complete post player now.
Oh, definitely. Big effort to get to there.
Now, Hamilton made the all-defensive team as well in District 7A, and that's where he really shines is his disruptiveness on the defensive end. 6:50 and ticking, second quarter, three-pointer taken and hit by Lane Bird, 2 in a row. And just like that, Clark Range has reclaimed a 2-point lead, 19-17. Merger with it on the offensive end for Clay County. Gets to Bailey. Swung now to Kerr. Alex with it right wing. Back to Bryce. And here's a takeaway. It's going to be Beatty. But Kerr uses that quickness and speed to take it back from him. And a foul called on Beatty. Beatty hadn't had anybody close from behind like that all year long, Thomas. Alex Kerr using that speed.
Yeah, we've seen it on the football field. We see it on the court every night, too. It's just another level, Alex Kerr, his athletic ability.
Keaton Arms going to get a breather here. Coming on for him is going to be Nate Adams.
Arms picked up his second foul.
Okay.
On about 2 possessions ago, Daniel.
I missed that. Trying to look for these Buffalo players. Hamilton inside. Now Burchett tried to bounce pass across to Adams. Knocked out of bounds on the baseline. Clay County going to inbound. Dogs trying to go to 22-3 on the year overall. Finish a perfect 8-0 in district play. Livingston Academy, York Institute, and McCreary Central Kentucky, the only teams to beat the black, purple, and gold. Tip back by Adams, no good. Fighting for his own rebound. Put back, good. No good, but he's fouled. Lance Burchett, Mike Browning, coming to the scorer's table to check in. Doug, I know that next Friday night, 6 o'clock tip will be the district semifinal that Clay County will appear in. They'll be playing the winner of Tuesday night's contest between Red Bull and Springs and Clark Range. And Clark Range, Red Bull, and both can be formidable teams. That's not going to be a cupcake.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, Red Bull is probably one of the few teams that matches us well with two big guys that can play.
Coach Edwards, regardless of the opponent, never overlooks anybody, though. So despite prior contests with them, they'll get the full attention of the coaching staff. 6-minute mark, second quarter. Update us on those free throws, Tom.
Nate Adams making both to tie this one at 19, Daniel. Adams with his first points tonight, and the only points for Clay County here in the second.
Three-pointer taken by number five, and it's good. Collier Bush. We've got him as 22. Tonight he wears five. He's another of these freshmen for Coach Jermaine McElbank. So anybody would be foolish not to say there's not a good foundation in place here.
That's a fact. His young kids are nice. They're solid, and they're just going to get better playing all the games we're getting to play.
White Browning adds a bucket from point-blank range. Coach Edwards wants a timeout. 5:28 mark, second quarter. We've got a dogfight here on the range. Clay County 21, Clark Range 22.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where the Buffaloes lead the Bulldogs 22-21, 5:28 left here in the first half, Daniel. They buried a half dozen threes, six three-pointers for Clark Range. The hot shooting has got them the lead.
Well, it certainly does, and to say that Clay County's only trailing by one after their opponents hit six early, that's a pretty good statement in and of itself. Clark Range trying to add to this one-point lead. They've got it now on their end of the floor. Swallows, the freshman MVP, swings it back out. Three-pointer taken by Bird. No good. Rebound Adams. Nate full head of steam. It's one against four. He's going to the rack anyway. Shots up, no good. Rebound had been put back by Nate. What a great tool he's been for this Bulldog team.
Sure, he's really picked his game up this year, and we needed that.
Yes. Clark Range gets across the timeline after an early trap in the backcourt. Browning working against Swallows. Browning wins that battle. Shocks me, a rebound Kerr. Alec across the timeline. Gives to Jimmy. Jimmy inside to the paint. Jump stomp. Loses the handle. Inadvertent buzzer. 4:40 and the clock is stopped. I'm assuming an inadvertent buzzer. Dyke is pointing to head coach Jermaine McElvain, though, and addressing the scores table.
He's going to allow a sub on an inadvertent.
Curious. I don't doubt anything Dacus does, though. Long-time official. Curious. Clay Kenny on the inbound. Burchett with it out top. Swings his brother Lance at left wing. Lance going to fire the three. Ooh, no good. Rebound Browning. Browning gives to Jimmy. Jimmy shot. Good. And he's fouled. Burchett going to go to the line. Doug, we talk a lot here on the Horizon Sports Network about the greediness and competitive nature of Jimmy Burchett. And, hardly nobody rivals him in terms of just wanting to win and succeed.
No, he's definitely puts effort when he's on the floor. He puts it all out there.
Burchett completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 4:25 mark and ticking, second quarter. Clay County has regained the lead. They built it to four, 26-22. Case Cordell with it, works against Adams, kicks out to Bush. Bush at left wing. Gives to Swallows. Slow pace now. Swallows taking Browning to the hole. Travel call. Swallows ends up, Thomas, in a trio of Bulldogs there. Kerr, Burchett, and Browning didn't have much anywhere to go except travel.
No, he did. Good help from both of those. Kind of got the step on Browning. But Browning's come in and played some big ball. He scored, got a couple of rebounds. These reserves, we talked about them. Very valuable.
Nice offensive rebound there by Browning after Burchett missed the athletic layup. Foul call. White going to go to the line to shoot two.
I was talking to his dad on the way out there for the break, and, White kind of getting back in that groove after missing with some sickness, and took him a game or two to get going again, didn't it, Doug?
Yeah, a little bit. It's, when you got three bigs, it's hard to get three in your rotation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's done a good job coming back and getting in that rhythm and helping us out down the stretch of these last few games.
Yeah, depending on the foul situation with Arms and Hamilton, and honestly, just sometimes some matchup issues with the opponent kind of dictates whether White gets out there or not.
It does. It does.
I forget who we were playing. Somebody one night may have been, it wasn't Gordonsville because he matches up good with them, but somebody who really didn't have a post, and we would go with the guard sub, even if it was down low sometimes.
That's right.
Kerr at the line shooting. I missed how he got there. Shooting foul, I suppose. 16 fouls against Clark Range, 3 against Clay County at this point, so the Dogs will be in the bonus the next time Clark Range fouls them. Kerr hits the first, misses the second, swallows on the rebound. Clark Range trying to hang around with District 7A's best team here. 28-22, 3:40 and ticking second quarter. Beatty with it. Gives to Swallows. Step back three-pointer. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. On the floor for Clay County, Jimmy and Lance Burchett, Alec Kerr, Nate Adams, and White Browning. A takeaway. Beatty with it. His second steal of the game. Comes down, spins, shoots. Shot's good. That's a tough-looking shot.
That's tough. You make them take that one, they make it. There's much knowledge you can do.
Case Cordell takes away a full-court pass intended for a Bulldog. Coach Edwards up pacing now. Room to do so or not. He's not very happy with his team right now.
Well, back-to-back turnovers for Clay County. He's never going to be happy about that, Daniel.
Bryce Bailey waits at the scores table to check in. Meanwhile, Kerr with it at left wing. Gives off to Jimmy. Jimmy tried to go back to it, but he was covered up. Burchett going to have it knocked away from him, but they say he touched it last. Clark Range with the possession. So 3 straight turnovers now. 2:48 mark of this second quarter. Clark Range refusing to go away. 28-24 the score. Coach Edwards meeting Clark Range for the 57th time. He's 47-9 against them in the prior meetings. Right here on the range, 18-4 record in this gym. Last time that Clay County lost here, 2014. Of course, that's the last time that Clay County did not have a winning record. I believe we were slightly under 500 that year, maybe. Maybe a 13-14 season or something.
That was about the time that Coach Powell had his team in the region title games. I think it went 2 sub-states back then.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Playing really well.
Yeah, Rodney Powell, longtime coach up here. He's over at York Institute now doing a good job. Bailey fires a 3, no good. Neither team has produced points in the last moment or two. Case Cordell going to walk across the timeline, the most experienced player on this Buffalo squad. Dishes off to Bird. Bird gives to Swallows. Most things run through Swallows offensively for this team. Spins and jumps. We see why, Doug, did they run so much through him. He can do it.
Yeah, handles the ball well and getting the post. They got good post moves.
Yeah, this is a 2-point ball game again, guys.
Inside down to Browning. Look at the touch. Reverse layup did not fall, though. I really like the look of it, but it just didn't go. Three-pointer, Beatty, right corner. No good. Rebounded Nate Adams. Poked loose. Picked up by Lance Burchett. Lance across the timeline, playing quickly all the way to the hoop. Misses the layup. Put back by Bailey, no good, but a foul called against Clay County. They get Bryce Rover back.
They got Bryce Rover back on that one.
Yeah, kind of like on the girls' game, you know, just uncharacteristic things we're seeing from Clay County. It is their third game in 4 nights. Doesn't mean a thing in the whole scheme of things. Hard to get up for this one, and I think you're seeing a product of that.
Well, at the end of the day, we know the competitors these Bulldogs are. However, they are 16, 17, 18 maybe year old kids who know that the last time that they met this bunch, they beat them by 40 points, 69-29. So perhaps the players could have overlooked them a little. Kerr with it, left wing, drives inside, 8-foot jump shot, good. Alec Kerr, one of those guys we talk about a lot too, really enjoys using the backboard and making shots in.
Yeah, and he's got the speed where that first step, he can get by him and get to that spot. So,
1 minute left here in the first half of play. 4 points the difference. Clay Kenny up 30-26. Ball's inside in Jack Cordell's hands. Kick out three-pointer to Swallows. No good. Rebound Jack Cordell. He's back to the hoop, and that may not even be Jack Cordell. I'm going off our last roster. Whoever it is still working. Let's listen here. It is Jack Cordell. He's a freshman as well. Good-looking kid. The brother of Case. Going to be a little bit bigger than his brother, I believe. 30 seconds left in the quarter. 30-28. Clay up by 2. Adams, jump shot. Good. Great chemistry there between first cousins Lance Burchett and Nate Adams. 15 seconds and ticking. Cordell into the front court. Gives to Swallows. Working against Hamilton. 10 seconds to go. Spins him into the paint. Backs him in. Can't push him no more. gets to the hoop and scores. Used every tool in the box to do it. That's 2 points. 1 second left, three-pointer. Nate Adams, no good at the buzzer. An absolute barn burner here on the range. Buffalo's 30, Bulldogs 32 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We're in Clark Range where Clay County leads, but just by 32-30 here at halftime. And it's time for Gone Country to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County jumped out to about a 6-point lead at one time, actually multiple times, early in the first quarter and midway through the second. They led 17-13 by 4 at the end of one, after leading by 6 at one time, but their largest lead is a half a dozen. Clark Range, hot shooting from the outside. They've nailed 6 3-pointers here in the first half. And honestly, just kind of out-hustled and outplayed the Bulldogs in the first 16 minutes. For them, Jack Cordell and Lane Bird both have 8 apiece. Collier Bush has 3. Branton Swallows has 6. And Chris Beatty has 5 for Clay County. Alec Kerr leading the way. He's got 9. Close to double figures here at the half. Made 2 3-pointers early. Keaton Arms has 2. Bryce Bailey 3.
Jimmy Birch at 5, John Hamilton 2, Wyatt Browning 3, Nate Adams 6, and Lance Burchett also with a bucket. Again, Clay County does lead, but only by 2. It's 32-30 here at Clark Range. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Rising Sports Network, Clay County leading by 2 at the break, 32-30. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon. Who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. The last time the Lady Dogs won on the range was in 2002. When head coach Joe Sims and his Lady Dogs defeated Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes 51-48 to open the season 6-0. Later that year, it was Clark Range who won in Salina 43-39 before Coach Sims and the Ladies beat the Lady Buffs 69-66 for the district championship. In that win on the range 21 years ago, what Lady Dog distributed the ball for a game-high 8 assists. We'll read that again, do an abbreviated version of it. The last time the Lady Dogs won on the range was in 2002 when head coach Joe Sims and his Lady Dogs defeated Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes 51-48. What Lady Dog in that win 21 years ago distributed the ball well for a game-high 8 assists? If you think you know the answer to that, send your guesses in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. And we have a winner. A couple of guesses here. One listener says Deanna Donaldson, outstanding guess. Another listener guesses Megan Hamilton, an outstanding guess. We had another guess of Deanna Donaldson, but the winner, answering with the correct answer of Melanie Plumley, is loyal listener and two-time trivia winner, maybe three-time now, Yes, the three-time trivia winner, Libby Morris. Congratulations, Libby. It was indeed Melody Plumley, a senior guard that year on that squad, that had to see us the last time that the Lady Dogs won in this gym 21 years ago. So, Libby, watch the mail for your free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Doug Melanie Plumley, a player who tore ACL in high school and had to rehab from that, was a different player when she came back from it, but a really good Lady Dog in her time.
Oh, definitely got the ball where it's supposed to go for a fag, you know. So
7:40 and ticking. Third quarter action underway. Those five starters back in after having a bit of a breather during the second quarter. Kerr with it out top. Swings to Burchett, back to Alex. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded putback, Hamilton, good.
Nice play for John there to get on that board.
He did it all in the air, too. Never came back down with it. 34-30. The teams have switched into the court, of course, in case you're not watching the video feed. Clark Raines shooting at the hoop to her left in the second half. Clay Kenny shooting at the hoop to the right, and that's where Jimmy Burchett's headed with it after a steal. Gives off to Kerr. Alec penetrates to the post, gives to Hamilton, baseline jumper, just a little short, had a good line at it, but not hardly enough on it. Clark Raines back with it in their own front court. Swalla's been defended by Hamilton. Going to be interesting to watch Swalla's deal with the strength, size, and length of Hamilton.
Yeah, it will, Daniel. And we've seen Swalla's has got the moves. He knows how to work it underneath the basket. But you're right, it's another animal against John Hamilton down there.
Clay Kenny back with it. Bryce Bailey, three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound Hamilton. Whistles blow. Foul called against John Hamilton.
I think he had tried the old trick, had the hand in the back there, getting him off balance.
That's what it looked
like. Most of the time you can get away with it, though, can't you, Doug?
Most of the time.
Listener Libby Morris wants to point out that Nathan Kirk did not help her with that. She did it all on her own.
Congratulations to Libby.
I think there's been a feud at home about him not getting recognition, perhaps, for some of the other answers.
Well, you know, this trivia thing, it could create tough situations among households if you're not careful.
I suppose it could. Of course, I know Tisha Muscles Plumley. Back during football, sometimes that would come up. She was always wanting to let us know that he did not participate. Clark Raines with the ball, trying to climb back in here. They hadn't fell away too far. Only 4 points to lead for Clark Raines. Doug, are you surprised at all by the way this game went so far?
Well, not really, because, like I said, Clark Raines doing what they do, and they're making those shots. I look for the tendency on defense pickup. I think that's one thing, because they're probably addressed at the highest and probably get the pace going a little different, and that should change the game if we can do that.
Typically, Clay County, a really good third-quarter team. Arms, jump shot, baseline, in and out, no good. That's his patented shot. Got his own rebound, Keaton to the hoop, and he's fouled. Arms going to go to the line, the District 7A MVP. Been limited tonight on shot opportunities, only, you know, probably less than five shots Keaton's had at this point, is it not?
Yeah, just 2 points at the half, and, you know, we really haven't gone there.
No.
You know, it was kind of a frantic pace with all the shooting on the outside. We haven't really sat down and run that half-court offensive set for Keaton Arms. When you do that, you know what happens.
Yeah, yeah, he takes care of business, just like he did on that first free throw attempt. A great touch to his shot. Second one's also good. 36-30, 5:15 and taken. Senior Case Cordell passes ahead to his brother Jack. The freshman with it now being defended by Bryce Bailey. Missed jump shot, rebound Burchett, taking back away by Swallows, though. The freshman with it loses the handle. Alec Kerr comes up with the loose ball. Gives to Arms. Arms, quarterback pass ahead to Bailey. Now back to Burchett, inside to Keaton. Keaton in the paint, power dribble, jump stop, shot, no good. And a foul called against Keaton. Just trying to go for the rebound. Sometimes his superior strength, he gets a foul that I don't think he deserves.
Yeah, that'll be his third. Clark Raines going to call a timeout here. Another thing that limited Arms, foul trouble in that first half.
Had those two personals early. Looks like a 30-second timeout. We'll just go ahead and stay on air here. 4:48 mark third quarter, 36-30. 6 points the lead for Clay County. Of course, this is the regular season finale. for Coach Edwards and company, striving to get to 22-3 on the year. Not hardly as many total games played this year during the regular season as some squads. For example, Clark Range tonight playing in their 30th contest as opposed to Clay County's 25th tonight. So how do you get such a difference there between two squads?
Well, a lot of what they play early in the year, like those classics.
I think the Hall of Fame, you are unlimited, right?
Yeah, unlimited. If you play a classic
in one day's time,
you play four or five games, and it only counts two on your record as far as games you can play. If you get that total up.
Yeah, almost preseason type atmosphere at times.
They do count, though, towards final record. Used to it was optional, but now it's mandatory. Of course, a lot of Clay County faithful would like to see that loss to Livingston Academy taken off the board because it was that opener. We talked how it was a seven-man crew, including young Hunter Buford, who serves as a manager most nights. He played that night and did a good job.
I'll tell you what, you see why young Branton Swallows is the District 7A freshman MVP. He's got a good game under there, doesn't he?
Real nice game. When he gets it in the post, he got a good move with it and attacks.
You really get the feeling that Clark Range Buffalo basketball picks the change under this talented group of freshmen. Clay County here only leading by four. Five seniors on the floor. Actually, that's not true. Four seniors and a sophomore and Nate Adams on the floor for Clay County. I see a junior, a senior, and three freshmen for Clark Range. Clay County on the inbound. Hamilton with it. Power dribble in the paint. He's going to be fouled. John going to go to the line to shoot two. Hamilton also, we talked about earlier how he'd improved. He's improved as a free throw shooter up to 53% this year from there, so hitting more than not. First one's weighing good. .357 mark, third quarter. Clay County up by five. Hamilton trying to make it six. He does. 38-32.
And John's a little strange with his free throw. I'd never noticed it to one of the games. And he shoots his free throws left-handed, but he's right-handed.
Huh.
His free throws, he shoots left-handed.
Well, I've noticed at times on the post, he can be a little bit ambidextrous down there. I never have noticed that.
I bet he doesn't either, Doug.
Ball worked inside to Jack Cordell. He works against Bryce Bailey. Going to have to kick it back out. Nice job by Bailey there. Now, Bailey did not make that defensive team, to my knowledge. He was a first-team All-District 7A player, but Bailey could have easily made that defensive squad. Tuesday night in Jackson County, he did an outstanding job defending Jordan Arroyo for the Blue Devils. Adams inside, misses his shot, regathers it, puts it back for two. You know, we talk a lot just not dismissively about it, but really don't sometimes focus on just how big a deal it is to make that first team All-District. You've got 25 starters in this five-team league. To be named one of those top five, top six, including the MVP, that's a huge deal because Coach Edwards cannot vote for his guys. It's all based on the other coaches and their opinion of what you do.
Right.
Bryce Bailey being recognized as one of the great players in this district.
Yeah, that's the elite in this league and really, elite throughout the Upper Cumberland, especially here in District 7A. You got to be a really good player to be in that group.
White Browning fighting for it inside, loses the handle, now scrum for it. Bailey with it, along with Jack Cordell, jump ball call. That's about as physical a tussle as I've seen.
Yeah, for nothing to be there but a jump ball.
That just shows you what this means to the Buffaloes as they try to take down the top-ranked Dogs. 40-32 the score, 8 points the lead. That may be the biggest Clay County lead.
Yeah, it's the largest of the night. Clay County's come out and kind of trying to impose their will here in the third quarter like we've seen them do. They're just not pulling away as quickly as we're used to.
Inbound to Swallows at left wing. Comes to the free throw line. Works against Browning. Nice defense by Browning. Good rebound, though, by Case Cordell. And lays it in with the left hand. That's just pure effort.
That's all that was there. Out hustle.
That's one thing I've always admired as we broadcast Clark Range games is watching the hustle of senior Case Cordell. Talked about him since he's a freshman. Nate Adams had the bucket. Yes, it was. 2:15 and ticking. Team swapping buckets here. Beatty out top, kicks to Cordell. He drives, picks it up, kicks the Swallows. Three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound Adams. Nate pushing the issue here. Gets to Lance Burchett. Lance can't hang on. Picked back up by Jack Cordell. Giving off to Little Bush. I say little because he is pretty small. And he's got an older sister that plays. Collier is his name. Wouldn't mean it little in a demeaning way. Clay County back in their front court.
Maycorn.
Bailey had a good look at it. Didn't fall, though. Lance Burchie going to try his hand. It finds the mark.
Nice in rhythm shot right there.
Timeout going to be taken by head coach Jermaine McElbain. 1:32 mark third quarter. Clay County's built a 9-point lead. Actually, 11 points, 45-34.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clark Ranger. Clay County's on a run. They've built an 11-point lead, their largest of the night. They're up 45-34, 1:32 to go here in the third. Doug, you called for it. Defensive intensity, I think that's turned this one around.
Definitely. We forced five or six turnovers that quarter and kind of changed it a little bit, and their pace picked up a little too. We started pushing the ball a little more.
Clark Ranger with it here, an opportunity to cut it back to single digits. Case Cordell, right wing, inside pass to Bird, who's posted up against Adams. Good presence by Adams forces Bird outside. Back to Bush out top. He's under a lot of pressure from Burchett. They call a foul. I don't like that one. Some of that collegiate officiating out of Mr. Dykus, maybe.
Bit, yeah.
And it is a different game at that level. Single-A basketball in high school. You need to be just a little touch handsy, but Lance not allowed to harass Collier the way he wanted to there. Clark Rain's going to try it again on the inbound. Case Cordell defended by Jimmy Burchett. Lance, the next guy in line to be the defensive MVP, perhaps, for this squad, just like his older brother Jimmy is this year. Bird with it, right wing. Kicks the Bush. Deep three-pointer for him. Did not find the mark. Rebounded, though, by Jack Cordell. This Clark Rain's team will... You called it earlier, Thomas. Sometimes it is what it is. Perhaps out-hustling the dogs at times tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this game on their home floor probably for the last time this year. You know, they're going to be playing in the play-in game on Tuesday night. They're looking for a good tune-up to try to survive in advance come next week.
That they are.
And they played really hard tonight.
Travel call.
And that'll be a good matchup, Red Bull. They split regular season, so that's going to be a tough one. For both.
First time the teams met, Red Bullen lost 51-50. That was here at Clark Range. Then the other night, it was 42-65 in favor of the Red Dogs at Red Bullen. So each of the home teams have won. Neutral court going to make it that much closer.
Yep.
15 seconds and ticking. Jimmy Burgess standing a foot or two across the timeline, letting time tick down. Nate Adams sets up at the high post. White Brown and now, and he on either block. Burchett, deep three-pointer. Left wing, going to bounce in. No, it does not. Browning, rebound, keeps it alive, and he throws it back towards Jimmy or Lance Burchett, but he can't gather it up. Three quarters are done here at Clark Range. 11 points the difference. Bulldogs 45, Buffaloes 34.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County leads the Buffaloes 45-34 with 8 minutes left here in the ballgame. Here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County holding Clark Range to 4 points in that quarter while they poured it on to get this 11-point lead. Nate Adams leading the way with 10 points. for Clay County. Also with 9 is Alec Kerr. John Hamilton has 6. Jimmy Burchett, 5. Keaton Arms, 4. And Wyatt Browning also adding 3 points. This lady, this dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Solana. Solana Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Case Cordell comes up with a steal here opening the fourth quarter. Travels in the paint, though. Kerr with a good defense there. Did not allow Case Cordell to back him up any further, and he took the extra step. So Clay County enjoying their biggest lead of the night, 11 points, 45-34. But this one's still anybody's game, 7.5 minutes to play here on the range. Nate Adams jump shot, free throw range, hits it. Nice little bank shot. Of course, Nate's brother Nolan, we've not seen him in action tonight. His bird misses a 3, but he was named to that All-District 7A freshman team, along with Clark Range's Swallows that we talked about earlier. So a good honor for him, really great player. The JV squad, Coach Bandrew Metis, have they lost just one?
2, I believe, what they've done. I believe 2 games.
I know they've had a great year. He takes them out. It's not just before varsity games on Tuesday and Friday. They have Saturday tournaments sometimes. And, you know, that developing those younger guys, I know Coach Edwards very appreciative of Coach Metis doing that. Bryce Bailey with a steal and a layup. And is it Tyrus West that coaches the JV girls when they play?
Yes, Tyrus takes care of the girls.
Another turnover for the Buffalo is going to come back to black, purple, and gold way. Frustration out of Beatty as he takes the bench. We heard that cushion get slapped in this quiet gym, didn't we, Tom?
Yeah, we did, Daniel, and it's gotten quiet as Clay County's just gotten control of this one. They're up 15. It's kind of what we expected from the start. Clark Range giving it their best effort, but Clay County just too much.
Well, I'm glad it's been a fight for 3 quarters anyway. Keeps more interesting for us. Bailey gets away with an extra step, but he gets the bucket. 6:10 and ticking, fourth quarter. Lead continuing to build now. 17 points, if my math is right, 51-34. Case Cordell to the hoop, charge taken. No, Jimmy Burchett called for the foul. Curious.
Thought Jimmy had a good job there, hit him right in the chest. Usually that's an offensive when they do that.
Didn't look like Jimmy had moved the feet at all. Of course, Doug, when you make a comment about a call, you know what you're talking about. How many years did you serve as an official?
26.
It's a long time. 5:55 and ticking. Sometimes me and Thomas will come off with something, and we just may not hold true about a call, but we'll take what you say as truth on it.
Like an educated guess.
Yeah, yeah.
That always works.
Well, at least you played basketball. I didn't play basketball in high school, so I am making it up. Bailey in the corner. Works across the curve. Swings it back to Jenny. These seniors playing with sophomore Nate Adams Hamilton over on the bench right now. Bailey grabs baseline, picks up the dribble. Pass taken away. Freshman Collier Bush. Jimmy Burchett wants it back, and he's called for the reach-in foul. Going to be the 5th team foul. No, the 6th against Clay County. So one more, and we'll see bonus. Buffalo's on the inbound. They need points now if they're going to climb back in it. Clay County's up by 17, 51-34. And as we mentioned, this game, not the game, but the gym, has got completely flat. Atmosphere's gone for the Buffaloes. The brothers Cordell pass it back and forth out top. Kick over to Bush. Deep 3. For a smaller guy, he don't care to jack it up from 6 feet back. Had good distance, but it wasn't true. Bangs off the side of the iron. See anything interesting on your stat sheet, Thomas?
High not a tremendous amount. Keaton Arms gets a put back here, Daniel. Young Nate Adams leading the way with a cool dozen so far tonight in this one. And, you know, just the domination here late for the Bulldogs, as we expected, and Keaton Arms going to the line. You know, I go back to how Clark Range has played here tonight. That play-in game is going to be a battle between those two.
Yes, it is.
Red Bull and Springs, you went in and beat Pickett County the other night. And I was fortunate to talk to sports writer Terry Bryan, who writes for the Pickett County Press, sat down beside me earlier. Good. Red Bull and Springs shot 88% from the field in three of the quarters of that game, 75 for the entire game up there in Birdstown to beat the Bobcats, Doug. So if you're going to shoot it like that, you're going
to
be hard to beat.
You ain't kidding. That's kind of unheard of to get that percentage. But if you do, like I said, you're typically going to win that.
Keaton Arms hits both of those free throws, putting Clay County up by 19, 53-34. Very accomplished group of seniors here that were honored last night at Joe Sims Gym. And they're not done. Got a lot more to do in their careers, Bulldogs. Keaton Arms pokes it free. They're going to call him for the foul, though. Some nights you can do that. I guess tonight you can't. Just kind of cleanly reached around and swatted the ball, but called for the foul.
You're talking about Red Bull, and, you know, I interviewed a couple of the coaches today at the coaches' meeting, and everybody talks about the parity in this league, and, you know, anybody could get hot and beat anybody any night. Coach Evers said if there's one team that may surprise in this tournament, it's Red Bull and Springs. But he also added, unfortunately, that's probably who we're going to have to play in the semifinal contest. So more than likely, that's who we're going to see.
Oh, I would think so. And, again, like I said, we talked about it earlier, they got two big kids that can play, which matches up good to us with the big kid. The Copas kid over there is as good as they are. I mean, he's solid.
Well, he finished second, but my understanding, the way it was listed, second in the voting for District MVP. Of course, Keaton Arms getting that honor as the timeout's taken here on the court. 3:55 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County's built a nice lead, 53-36.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, fourth quarter action, 3:55 to go in it. Clay County has gradually built this lead up, 53-36, and it would take a tremendous effort out of the Buffaloes to erase that lead now. Jimmy Burch is into the front court. He adds two more points to the tally. 55-36. Clark Range, one more game left in this regular season. They travel to Crossville tomorrow night. Very short trip for them as a three-pointer's hit.
Bush.
Sawyer Bush finally finds the mark. They go play the Jets, who not a very strong team this year. We talked about that during the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. Doug liked the Jets at home. As John Hamilton adds two more. Of course, nobody stays up forever. Obviously, Clark Range winners here tonight in the girls' contest, but for them to be 29 at the end of a year, for a lot of programs, that's a great, great year. For them, it's a down year.
Definitely. They're kind of spoiled, kind of like we are in boys' basketball right now. You know, they're used to winning and expect to win.
But, you know, Stone Memorial's girls, really strong program. They're down this year. Three wins, I think, on the season. Cumberland County's girls, the team in Crossville that is better this year. Hamilton going to go to the line. Foul was called, or they called it on the floor, perhaps. Thomas, there was a bucket down here, man, y'all missed.
That was Swallows again, working against Hamilton this time. Guys, he's up to 12 points in this contest to lead the Buffaloes. Looking at a little storyline, of course, only 4 points in the third quarter for Clark Range, but that three by Bush here late was the only one of this second half after they made six in the first half. So, you know, just couldn't maintain that shooting streak because of the defense of Clay County.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things they done real well. They put that pressure, got them to speed up a little bit, and that rushed that shot a little too. And it's tough to shoot that ball that way consistent for a whole game.
Yeah. Keaton Arms back at the line where I believe he's perfect on the night. Just such a smooth stroke from that spot. We're going to wait time till the next attempt. Then give his percentage. That way I perhaps won't jinx him.
We'll try it.
Second one's away. Ah,
it didn't work.
It didn't work. He missed it. He's a 78% free throw shooter on the year. I should have went ahead and shared it. I'll take blame for that one. Arms to the hoop. Scores. Nice pass from Nate Adams. Nate with the assist. Keaton with the finish. And guess what? And one opportunity. Going back to the line. And that's why you see Keaton Arms is the District 7A MVP. So versatile. Good decision maker. Nobody's as powerful and explosive as he is.
And one of the things that's made him so much better this year, he's developed that mid-range shot.
Yep.
You can depend on it. It's almost like he's shooting a layup when he shoots that little mid-range.
Well, that's where his sister Kenzie was so dangerous at.
Same shot.
Baseline jumpers,
yep.
You know. I think maybe their dad, Stephen Arms, and their mom, T. Ashok Arms, may have had some help with some of that. Passed down some good traits to him.
It didn't hurt a bit.
Jack Cordell in the corner. He drives inside, running floater, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the fingertips of a Buffalo. And with 2:09 left in this one, Clay's up by 20 and looking to extend on it on the floor for Clay County. Junior Andrew Smith, full timeout taken. I'm not even going to run through who's on the court because it may change in a moment. We're going to take a break here. 2:09 left in it. Clay up big.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Back here live. New lineup for Coach Edwards here. Freshman Nolan Adams, joined by his brother Nate Adams, who's got it inside. Junior Tyner Westmore, who fires a three and finds the bottom of the net. Nice shot by him. Also on the floor, Weston Burble. And I don't know who I can see it. Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, Weston Burble, Tyler Westmoreland, and Andrew Smith. That's who's on the floor. Buffalo's with it. As you guys were talking about during the break, the Swallows gets a bucket to go in. Coach McElvain, you're going to hear the same names primarily out of the Buffaloes. It's not because he hadn't subbed. He only has eight players dressed tonight.
Yeah, so it's harder to rotate those out when that's what you've got. So.
We see Beatty on the bench, joined by Collier and the younger Cordell Jack. Case likely playing in his final contest here in this gym that he's called home the last 4 years. I imagine we'll see him the rest of the way, or at least a standing ovation as he leaves, perhaps. Weston Burble to the hoop. Doug, talk about Weston Burble. He's a smart plug, isn't he?
And one of the things he's improved, defense has always been solid for us. This year, his offense has really changed where he can score a bucket here for you. And he just 110% every time he's out there.
No doubt. Plays with a lot of speed and hits the layup and completes the three-point play, the old-fashioned way.
And he's had some big moments in varsity action. You know, I can think back to several times he's come in, made an impact for this team, kind of, you know, turned the tide at times.
We posted him up against somebody one night, maybe Gordonsville for a brief time. I can't remember. But he played that number four during some key minutes and did a good job. Because he's physical enough to do it. He may not have the size of a post, but his physicality's there.
Definitely.
And that's where we see him lined up now, at the back of this zone, I guess it is.
Bird.
Bird with his second three of the night. Oh, that's his third. Hayden Adams, Cole Eads, and Warner Melton come to the scores table to check in. Here they come. We'll have to see which three Bulldogs leave. It's going to be Weston Birdwell, Kyler Westmoreland, and Andrew Smith, the three juniors. Junior Colton Anderson, sophomore Hayden Adams. Is a turnover here on the inbound. Yields no points for the Buffaloes. Rebound, Nolan Adams. That was senior Jalen Bunger, it looks like, who missed the layup. Melton with it, drives baseline, and he's fouled. Sophomore Ethan Phillips commits the personal. So the Dogs are going to have a week off after tonight. They'll tip off at 6 o'clock from Gainesboro 1 week from tonight. That'll be on Friday, February the 17th. They'll play the winner of the Red Bull and Springs Clark Range play-in game, if you want to call it that. Some folks call it the district quarterfinal. That'll be Tuesday night at 7:30. Tuesday night at 6 o'clock in front of that one is the district quarterfinal between Gordonsville and Red Bull and Springs. Now, the Lady Dogs will play the winner of that game, and they'll play at 6 o'clock on Thursday, September the 16th. Now, we'll have every Clay County contest the rest of the way, all the way through sub-states, provided we can advance to those. We will not, however, as Warner Melton adds free throws to hit two. Who shoot just one? Melton hit two free throws.
He did. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Both of them.
But we will not be able to have our video feed during that district and region tournament. It will be available, video feed will be, through the NFHS network. Jackson County is an NFHS member school. They're taking the option of carrying it. If an NFHS member school chooses to do so, it shuts any other video streaming down. Now, however, we will be on hand for audio coverage. Is that right, Thomas?
That's true, except for the fact they didn't have an option.
Oh.
NFHS said, hey, it's a postseason game. We're going to carry it.
Yeah. Okay.
The people that can do it.
So then NFHS notified Jackson County.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So Jackson County's not the bad guy, so to speak.
Exactly.
Okay. Senior Chase
Cordova. Right,
well, you got to visit with tournament director Sean Loftus earlier today, and as much as we like Tiger Bait, he's a nice guy and going to run a good tournament for us. And he was the one that notified us of that. Kyler Westmoreland fires a 3-yard. He's had one to go in. That one does not. Rebounded by the Buffaloes. Here they come the other way. Layup no good. Great hustle, though, by senior Case Cordell. Keeps it alive. 69-48. This one's all but done. 15 seconds and ticking. Ball goes back and forth both ways. And Case Cordell, that's perhaps his last bucket in this gym. Under 10 seconds to play. Cole leads with it. The freshman crosses the timeline. Time's going to expire here. Head coach Rob Edwards and the Clay County Bulldogs had to fight for it. But a 69-50 win is what they walk away with tonight here at Clark Range. They moved to 22-3 to wrap up this regular season. A perfect 8-0 in District 7A play. We're going to play a few ads and come right back and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Gold Pencil, Tennessee.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's Outage Management System has IVR, Interactive Voice Response.
Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County's ladies dropped their contest tonight, but the boys won theirs. That places the boys at 22-3 to finish up this regular season. Going to go ahead now and do the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, it didn't start exactly like we thought it would, but it ended up like we thought it would. Almost a 20-point win, 69-50 final here. Clark Raines hung around with good shooting and honestly kind of out-hustled Clay County in that first half. The Dogs only led 17-13 at the end of one and then actually fell behind to start the second period. They got down by as many as three, but maintained, held on to a two-point lead at halftime, and then it was that third-quarter surge we've seen time after time, Doug, and they kind of put it away. But credit Clark Raines in this one.
Oh, definitely. They got the first half was – if you could have drew it up and said, this is what you're going to do, that's exactly what they wanted. Got the shots and made the shots.
Oh, you want me to talk, Daniel?
Wow. Wait, this is your segment right here. I kind of sit back.
I talked all night. well, again, you know, Clay County poured it on, and it came behind kind of a different lineup right there to start. The defensive pressure amped up in the third quarter, and Nate Adams had a big shot. Lance Burchett made a big three. It went from a two-point ball game to a double-digit 11-point lead headed into the fourth quarter, and it just ballooned from there. But I thought some of these young players kind of stood out tonight.
Oh, definitely. That's something that's made this team very successful. You know, if he's not getting something out of three or four, he can bring in five more, and he done that at one point. He brought a whole new five in, and it kind of flipped the game and got the momentum to us. So. Yep.
And it was a product of what all of these Coach Edwards teams play. It was that defense, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And you know, you can coach as hard as you want to coach, but defensively, you got to want to play defense. And our kids over the years want to play defense. You know, Jimmy Burris, you can see it in him. He takes pride in that.
Yeah.
You know, when he gets there and makes a defensive stop. Not just Jimmy, but Alec, all of them. They take pride in that defense.
They do, and I think that standard's been set. So when you get young guys like Fletcher Strong standing here in front of us that are in seventh grade, that's all they've seen. You know, they've seen Heath Kimes out top harassing people. They've seen Gunnar Silk. They've seen Eli Smith. They see Jimmy Burchard. That's just how you play ball, right?
And
that's the standard.
Yeah,
and but in the first half, we didn't see a whole lot of that. Clark Range kind of turned it on. We saw this young freshman for Clark Range end up with 14 points. Swallows it. He's going to be a player in this league. Lane Bird also in double figures. And then Cordell right there with 8. So three players close to double figures on the Clark Range's lineup against Clay County. Yeah. How many times have you seen that?
And young kids.
Yeah.
Not just – wouldn't you – seniors out there. That's freshmen, sophomores. So they're – Down the road, they're going to be a solid team to compete with.
Yeah, they're going to be good. Coach McElvain, you know, you talked game plan earlier. They were executing what he put in place. Credit him.
Yeah, great job against this team, no doubt. For Clay County, again, no big numbers. We saw this in the game against Macon County, but a whole lot of them. We saw what's Nick's son's first name?
Warner.
Uh-huh.
We saw Warner Melton come in, knock down a couple free throws. He finished with 2. Kyler Westmoreland had 3. Western Burville, 3 points in this one. Lance Burchett, 5 points. Wyatt Browning had 3. John Hamilton, 8. Jimmy Burchett, 7. Bryce Bailey, 7. Alec Kerr, 9. Keaton Arms into double figures late with 10. And Nate Adams leading the way with a cool dozen. He finished with 12. So, I don't know that I've seen a Bulldog team the way this one is. Very similar to the girls. Night in, night out, anybody can put up double figures, and it's not the same person.
No, I think that's a plus this team. I mean, you said tonight you had practically 6-7 guys in double figures.
Almost.
You know, right at 10 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to defend in that situation?
Yeah.
You know, they're all doing it.
Picky poison.
Yeah.
Folks, that's been the Dog Wrap-Up. Brought to you, Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We'll go ahead and roll right into announcing tonight's TDS top performers. Thomas is going to kick to you for that.
Well, I think in the girls' game, you got to go with Bella Ashlock. I know it's a loss, but we saw Bella kind of, come into her own right there at a big moment. Clay County was down at the half by 2. That third quarter surge, we saw Bella Ashlock score about 5-6 straight points, and they went up by 5. And things were looking pretty good in that third quarter, but it got away from them late. So, to me, her impact defensively to start to kind of keep Clay County in balance with Clark Range. We saw her block shots against Maddie Bush. Bush did end up with a good night. So, I think there was multiple players guarding her tonight. She finished with a led Clark Range. But I thought Bella Ashlock, in the loss for sure, just had a great night. And it's good to see her, for the most part, healthy. She played the full first half. We talked about Lacey Weeks didn't come in until the third quarter, I think, to rest Bella after Clay County got that lead.
Yeah, definitely. Bella Ashlock, you know, I called for some scoring out of her during the game tonight because I know she's so good at it. She pulled the trigger on a 3, knocked it down. She drove to the hoop and scored in there. So we've always known she's done that. Bella's content to let other girls do it, but she can do it when she needs to. We saw her getting those buckets tonight. And there's a reason she was named the defensive 7A MVP. And you saw a lot of it tonight. You mentioned it. Takeaways, block shots. She's so smart, Doug. I see her getting into these passing lanes and knocking down balls that a lot of girls think, well, I can get this past her. Not Bella Ashok. She's instinctive and got the body and the length to disrupt.
Yeah, she sees the game very well, and we've got her guarding the best girl on every team every night.
Yep.
I mean, that's what she does. And does it well.
Yep, she does. Shut down Claire Fleming, who was named the District 7A Girls MVP each time we played Red Bull. What about the boys?
On the boys' side, I think you got to go with Nate Adams tonight. He did lead the team in scoring, but it was that spark in the second and third quarters coming off the bench for Coach Edwards. He finished with 12 points tonight. You know, Nate's one of these players, when he catches the ball, he knows what to do with it. There's nothing else on his mind but putting the ball in the hole. Not to say he's not going to kick it if he gets double and triple teamed, but he has an innate ability to get the ball to the basket. You know, body control, you talk about, Daniel, but Nate's a finisher, and he's kind of coming into his own, I think. You talk about a young player. He's a sophomore. No, not really. He's a full-blown junior at this point. And he's playing like it, isn't he, Doug?
Oh, definitely. He's really picked up his game. You sent a turn at Christmas, this whole team.
Yeah.
Went to Monticello. And over the years, we've done that, and I always thought our team changed when we left there. And this team definitely changed there. You know, Jimmy got to get more confident shot. Alec got, you know, just the whole team attitude changed when you come out of there. And Nate's been a big plus. And like I said, when he gets the ball, he looks to attack now and make something happen.
And he takes shots when he's open, and he doesn't hesitate.
Yeah.
You know, even if he's missed a couple, you know, shooters shoot. You always hear people say that. You got to pull the trigger. Nate Allen's got the confidence to do it.
He's got the confidence and the ability. We talked about it always in football. Such a quick release, a quick trigger. Just as good a decision maker on the basketball court. Thomas, you talked about he'll kick it out if he's got two or three on him. He does, because he's a great decision maker as well. Just a very special young player, and his career is just getting started for this basketball program. Folks, tonight's top performers were Bella Ashlock and Nate Adams. And they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Postseason next week gets all started. Tuesday night, the play-in games, Clay County will not participate in those. We know that Clay County's girls will play at 6 o'clock on Thursday from Jackson County. They play the winner of the District 7A quarterfinal girls game between Gordonsville and Red Bullen. The boys are sitting there waiting for their turn on Friday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have the early tips because we're the high seeds. They will be playing the winner of the Clark Range Buffaloes and the Red Bullen Springs Red Dogs, who will play Tuesday night at 7:30. We will be carrying all of these contests as far as the Clay County ones go on audio only here live on the Horizon Sports Network. If you want to watch those play-in games on Tuesday but don't want to drive to Jackson County, get a probably $10 a month NFHS subscription. Watch for the next month and then cancel after that. I'm glad that we have the opportunity to do it. I'm going to subscribe myself.
Yeah, and I think it's a fixed camera is what it is, and there won't be any audio with it. So if folks have got two devices that they can watch the NFHS and listen to us, hopefully they'll be close to syncing up.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Doug, appreciate you sitting in with us just like an old pro.
Oh, of course. That's why we asked him.
Yeah, that's right.
I appreciate you letting me. I don't know about the old pro stuff, but I enjoyed it, and proud you let me do it, guys.
Well, we appreciate you doing it. Hope Coach Watson's traveling safe tonight, as he wasn't able to be with us. Well, folks, for Matt Adams on the camera, for Doug Strong, Thomas Weaver, and Joe Sims, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.